Watch this.
Joker and the devil. Lowering several. I'm lowering my level.
I never realized how short it was though before.
Oh, the song?
Yeah.
Your penis?
Anyways,
the original recording was a little longer. I had to cut it down. Well, I used to put all that shit in the beginning of the old episodes.
Yeah, we did.
Back when he had, we did stuff in post.
I'm good, guys.
Well, okay. I'm glad you're okay. You got the headphones on your head this time? No worries. Not like
I
last time.
I told you I can't go through an episode without doing that for some reason. It's embarrassing.
Anyways, welcome to a...
Shame.
Welcome to Shame, i.e. Ripped in Half. I'm Steve.
/ Ripped in Half. I'm Eric.
I had to think about your name. I'm Jason?
I don't know who's listening.
Hi out there in TV land. Hey, fuckface.
Once again, this week we have another special guest producer, Roach.
Yep.
Roach is back for a second.
The same
week.
Special guest producer.
Yeah.
This is all good for my internship.
This time I'm going to talk like this.
Internship. He's adding these two episodes to his resume.
I am.
Producer.
Look what I did, Wedge. Can I have a show now?
He said if I did good,
what
that
I really
want to
do is direct.
The fridge.
A little golden star.
Yeah.
Use the alphabet magnet too. Put it up with an A.
He gets a patch. One false move, he pulls off Roach, and Roach just starts tearing up.
That's it. He's loves that thing. Those colored alphabet magnets and his Roach producer.
like we wrote them in your car.
What?
Do you sell the magnet in your car?
Yeah, I think it's still there.
It's there.
These guys put like a little T, a magnet, just a T.
Yeah.
And just stuck it on the side. I didn't know for a good week, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just found it on the ground, so I just plopped it on your car. It's been there, 4 weeks now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't look over there. I go straight to the driver's door.
I'm surprised it hasn't blown off. You drive on the freeway every day going to work.
Talk about being lazy. You don't want to go around the other side of your car because you have no purpose over there just to take off that T.
It doesn't bother me.
I'm not in the passenger seat. What the fuck am I going there for?
Exactly.
There's no reason to go there.
I imagine how dirty it is on that side. People stare and look. Why does that guy have a magnet on his car?
Like, the furthest I get is to the trunk. It's like grab or pull something out or put something in there. And I go back around to the driver's side.
I still think that'd be a pretty good prank to put a bunch of those on fucking someone's car.
Yeah.
Oh, like the people who post it like
or those little
office.
Hard mags that take all little thin ones where you have to like have fingernails and scrape them off to get them off.
Oh yeah, like the fucking Domino's pizza magnets.
Oh, they melt. Yeah. They'll melt on there, and that's why that will fuck shit. Well,
that's great.
If there was one like that on my car, I'd get pissed off.
Makes it even funnier.
I suppose that plastic one doesn't start melting. It's been out there in like 106 degree heat.
I know.
Well, that you just gave me a good idea for the next prank on you.
Get a piece of candle wax and shove a magnet in there and just stick it on there. And it just melts all over your car.
I'll put paint thinner under the wax.
You ever put bologna on someone's car?
Yeah, that's pretty fucked
that
up.
That fucks
dude.
It up.
Yeah.
Eats the paint.
Bad.
We were doing that on Halloween. Doesn't get hot enough, though.
You're an asshole.
What? It was only like a year ago.
You ever put sawdust in,
I've grown out
sawdust
of it since
in someone's gas tank?
What?
You ever put sawdust in someone's gas tank?
Where am I going to find sawdust?
Steve can get some work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can.
Just pockets full of it.
It's always on brings it out. Who wants some?
How fine do you want it?
I got some.
Let's make some plywood.
It's all lined in his pockets like he's fucking tunneling out of Alcatraz or shit. Like on Shawshank when he's all outside in the grounds area just dumping dirt out of his pockets. He's all dumping sawdust like stealing it. Making wood carvings are not allowed to.
I don't need the forestry catching on to that.
He got arrested for stealing sawdust and selling it on the side.
I bet you could.
Hey, man, I got the good shit. I've got red oak right here.
Want to line your birdcage? You got oil stains on your driveway?
You got rabbits.
Need some? Hey, you guys got some Kindle?
You got a retard in the cage? I can handle it.
Make
we
it
got,
feel,
we got
make
the
it feel like a king.
We got the Costco supply.
It has a picture of his face on it. Doing a thumbs up.
Forestry approved.
Call him Dusty Steve. Sawdusty Steve.
Honest Pirate Sawdust.
He's
not stolen from Samuel Force.
He's got a peg leg instead. He's smiling, his sawdust in his teeth and in his hair and his beard. It's all over the place, stuck in his beard. And good stuff.
Tricking people. It's a snow day. They go outside. It's like, snow. No, it isn't. That's not fun. Oh, man. Great. How's your week?
I was going to ask that, too. Are we,
yeah, I asked
were
it
you
each first.
Minds?
Huh?
Were each other minds? Are you a hero to me?
Mm-hmm.
I see you when you looked in my eyes.
Oh, yeah. I try not to do that because then I end up stealing your thoughts.
Because then you don't want to have sex with me.
No, then I read your thoughts and it automatically turns to gay.
And then he reads
looking at me way too long.
He reads them down.
So I'm going to give you brief glances because otherwise the connection will happen.
But you have a glance at my briefs. Which one is it, Jason? Which do you prefer?
I'm not looking.
Say peripheral.
Okay. So you have a new phone.
No, I don't. Anyways.
Good. Well, I'm just going to throw this piece of garbage in the way.
In the way?
In the way. Throw it in the way.
So am I trip on it.
You're putting in the way of the camera. A what? Really?
What?
An S2? Is that why you don't want to talk about it? Because it's so embarrassing?
No. Still better than most phones out there.
Really? No, because the best one out there is now the 3.
I didn't like it. I demoed it when I was over there.
Oh, really?
It's too big.
It's bigger than that. This is a fucking good size, though.
It's bigger than that.
Like, I think most likely it's probably the next phone.
See, I like the square.
I'd be happy with it.
I like the square of it, but the thing of the S3 is it's rounded. I don't like it. It's hard to hold.
This is rounded.
It's hard to hold.
Or, I mean, it's curved.
Yeah, it's curved, and then it's more like an oval shape. It's hard to hold.
I don't care if phones that are curved, because it's fucking like, it's not really comfy to my palm.
Pretty nice.
It's just you hold it like this. like this. No one can see that.
It's
you just hold off bad. To the side.
I like it. It was free. So.
Did you find it on the ground? From some guy who bought a Galaxy S3 and
actually, said, throw it away? Actually, I was the luckiest guy because I ran across the only homeless man with a phone.
And I was like, you there, boy. He's like, what? Take this. I was like, thank you, sir. And just walked this coupled and ran away.
And by the biggest goose in town.
Pretty nice.
With this?
Like it.
Go to Cash for Gold. They'll trade you. Some old man gave me this, and he says he wants to buy a turkey.
Well, I figured this will last me 2 years.
It's an old phone. I'll give you $5.
Until next year, something great comes out, like the iPhone 37.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it'll be 37 comes out by the time. By 2 years.
By the time someone's around to buy you one.
In two years, I'm pretty sure 37 iPhones will come out.
Yep, that's how many are coming out. That's the plan.
The iPhone 4S, the iPhone 4SS.
The
iPhone 5.
It's going to be 5.
Send me the iPhone 5, 7, 6, and then the iPhone
5
RS320. iPhone Yoda.
320. They didn't even make it all the way around. Because they didn't want to get sued by Microsoft. So they call it 320.
It almost does a full term and then just decided to fuck it.
Yeah, it happens, I guess, apparently. I don't know. Stitcher. I downloaded Stitcher and I couldn't find us on here. How did you do it? I found the Wedge, but I couldn't find us.
That's what you find it on.
Yeah, it's a Wedge Radio Network.
All the same as fucking Wedge.
Well, because he does a show every day.
Yeah, it's Wedge Radio Network.
We have one stream a week.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to scroll.
It only shows like the first.
No wonder this is our shit, because you have to scroll through all that crap just to find it.
Yep.
You gotta search through shit
Wedge.
To find
what
gold,
the hell
right?
Am I here for? No one's listening to this crap.
We're also linked to that site, and we also have RippedInHalf.com. Which you could just see
I never
directly to our show.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
Well, you can download it at wedgeradionetwork.com.
Yeah, see?
Never heard of that.
Your show's out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of things I haven't heard of.
There's like several places where you can find it and you can't.
You know why? He's used to the BlackBerry.
Where you can't do anything.
Yeah. I miss my WackBerry.
If I misses you,
that's funny because
you're the last
user
alive.
I saw these guys when I was walking. I just got on my. I just got done using my phone, I put it in my pocket, and I reached in my pocket to look, and I was like, where the fuck's my phone at? Because I'm used to reaching for my BlackBerry.
How long did you have that? Like, what year was that?
I had a BlackBerry since I've had a phone. That phone, actually, I had a newer one, but I had to go down that one because I broke my other one. So, I don't know, years.
Yeah, but Stitcher only shows like the first week of shows, so that's why when he blows up like five, our show's gonna get buried.
Oh, that's probably why.
Yeah.
We're like at the bottom of the
list. I just go on Ustream and watch them.
Yeah, you can do that. This is a Ustream app. Do you have that?
Yeah.
That's where you go.
No.
If you want to watch our show right now on
what
your
if,
phone.
What if, what, has to, what if I had to pee? Where do I go then?
I don't know where Ustream.
Eric, I just want to say thank you for getting rid of all the ads that we have to do in one go.
Yeah.
We're done. No more plugs. That's what we decided to do. Show.
Rather, stop, rather than pausing for commercials, we just kind of blend them in the conversation.
I am a multitasker. So it's like
those we didn't really want to talk about it. We tried to find a way to blend this in.
It's like those old shows where they,
out of the box.
They write episodes around a product. Oh, Linda's Jimmy skinned his knee. Let's use Gold Bond medicated skin lotion. It heals the wound, Jimmy, and makes it where you don't get infected. Plies non.
Like the product placement we have right now that are facing the camera.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That works real well.
Ring. We have a bell, you know.
There you go.
I was trying to do the more like chimey thing that they do in the old shows.
Oh. Plus that joke was funny.
Yeah.
I don't have any of those, but I'll buy one and bring it next week.
Oh, okay.
Thinking about wind chime.
Yeah, exactly.
You're already one step over the wedge. It's actually contributing to products.
He's monitoring right now, just like shaking his head like, oh, man.
But I can't
contribute.
He's sitting in some bar all alone, just looking at his phone, listening.
I'm alone.
And when you're boss, you don't really have to be there all the time.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, so you gotta hire, you know, these guys.
Well, I don't know why he would trust us in here by ourselves.
That's why he's a roacher. He'd never have us be the producer on the show.
Yeah, he pays me in wood chippings.
That he buys from me.
He's got a wood chip guy.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you're the sawdust guy. He's got a wood chip guy.
No. It starts off as wood chips, but it eventually becomes sawdust.
You're his dealer.
Yeah, but you can't take that many in your pockets.
Well, it depends on the size you want.
Why do you always take a big knapsack to work all the time? It's my lunch. And frozen bottled waters.
I play Santa Claus at the mall after work, so I gotta get going.
All these kids just get scarecrows and shit. Anything we can make us sawdust.
That'd be a good gig. That'd be a great gig.
There's no beans in this Beanie Baby. It's full of sawdust.
Actually, didn't they used to fill toys with, like, sawdust?
Probably.
I think so.
Back when toys were made of wood. When you got wood trains.
For the world.
And wooden dolls. I think, yeah, the next best thing was to have, a fucking stuffed animal made with sawdust. It'd be cheap that way.
Imagine your pillows were sawdust. It'd be even horrible.
Yeah, actually, I think it wouldn't be so bad.
Got sharp. What if you have a sharp splinter one?
Yeah, it has to be done pretty good, but still. You go to a fancy place. If you get a Bed Bath & Beyond,
you know what to make Jason for Christmas?
I do.
Are we doing a Christmas exchange? This
you're going to make it?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't really care about
that. I thought we were.
We're supposed to do one last year.
No. After last year, we said we'd do it this year.
Oh.
Did we?
Yeah. He brought up like June.
How do you remember this?
Or January.
We'll go to the old recordings. That episode probably
didn't
get put
up. He looks like an elephant. He has a memory of an elephant. What do you expect?
Here's a peanut.
Here's a penis.
When you get to the bell, I'll just have let you blow peanut.
What?
When you get to the bell,
that guy's funny. His girlfriend is a little.
What? Okay. Oh, you gonna talk to his girlfriend live on the air?
Live.
Sorry, say that again.
On Saturday Night Live.
He's gonna record that bit.
Yeah,
it's gonna be the next.
His girlfriend's what? His girlfriend's. So she just makes
duck
sound
noise.
Effects. That's what happens.
The shit he said was so bad they had to actually to censor it.
I got a bar over my mouth to watch it.
Quack.
It starts to go into Spanish. I'm a background guy. And he said.
Punta.
Oh, man. Can't get the right balance on this drink.
Your pH is a little off?
Yeah, I know. Dumbass.
Oh, I'm sorry. Drink your water.
It's my balance.
So how you been?
It's my balance.
Pretty water, much same rum, as last water, week.
Well, people who were weren't listening last week. How were you last week?
I was really tired.
Oh, wow.
From work.
He had a move.
So you're still tired from last week's work?
I'm tired now from this week's work. No, I'm feeling good.
Steve actually took a bath this week. Steph took him to the back and hosed him down.
And then he tacked me with a wire brush.
I scrubbed you with a wire brush. They got an SOS pad and started cleaning.
They're not as fun as they look on the commercials.
It's like, ah, that hurts. What it is? It's a loofah. No, it's not a rock.
That's what Steve's bad consists of, is scrubbing bubbles in an SOS pad. she sprays it on Steve and waits till it turns white. Then knows he's clean.
And they throw powdered sugar on you. Keep the lights out.
Yeah, because that would work.
You can miss a spot in your beard. Powdered sugar? Is that what you said?
The lights hate the sugar.
Is that what it is?
It's more effective than delousing powder.
It makes
powder.
The blood taste horrible.
They don't like that sweet stuff.
So do lice, what do lice eat? They suck your blood or something? Or what? How do they survive?
Skin from your skull.
Is that what they eat? Yeah. That's disgusting.
Just like the dust mites on your skin.
Why would you want that?
That's the circle of life. You shed skin, something else eats it.
You wouldn't need to use head and shoulders if you just got lice.
And then they multiply. And it's constant itching and flaking, and they just make it worse.
It's like ladybugs.
They're not waiting your skin to fall off. They're actually attacking.
Huh?
What about ladybugs?
Yeah.
What about them?
So they multiply pretty fast.
Yeah, they're a big nuisance.
Yeah, but they eat other bugs. They don't eat your plants.
Well, they're eating your fucking hair off your scalp.
So what, I should put ladybugs on my scalp to get rid of them?
Your dandruff.
It looked pretty.
Yeah.
Hey, lice keep your dandruff free.
Well, lice eat tiny amounts of blood for their nourishment and use their sticky little feet to hold onto hair.
I'll just say it's a bonus.
Thanks, Wikipedia.
Yeah.
No, it's cha-cha.
See, you fucking idiot, Steve. You almost made me get lice and you're fucking wrong.
I was trying, damn it, I was trying.
You were considering it until like someone told you, hey, wait, that's not the whole story.
I was gonna produce it, too. Make some money off it. Lice in a bottle. Scalp free.
It's just a vial, because they're going to grow.
lice was actually one of the bugs in...
Bug's Life?
Was it? No, centipede.
Ants?
No, was it Galaga or centipede? They actually, no, flea. Never mind, it was a flea. My bad.
We don't even know where your thought process was going. You kind of like.
Are you talking about that cartoon?
No, I forgot.
Oh. Was it. What?
It was something to do with a video game.
Let's start all over.
A show?
They put a flea in a video
game. It's okay. We'll edit this in post. Just make it seem like, yeah. Like, next time you have something good to say, we'll just skip that to that.
Should we just. You know, start the show over, delete what we've done. You
know. I don't think that's possible.
I'd take that to a vote, yeah. Did you see the thing about the guy on eBay?
No.
Yeah. The guy on eBay? Oh, my God. The stuff he did.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
Amazing.
Is it?
No.
I'll be damned.
No, the guy sold a prototype of the Xbox. The next generation Xbox.
I don't think so.
He sold it for $20,100. It's what they give to developers to when the new console's coming out.
Okay, and why would someone buy that when there's no fucking games to play on it?
You could build your own game.
It plays it's retroactive.
You're actually not supposed. Yeah. Well, that's true.
It's so what's the point of having it?
I don't know.
People would want it,
especially 20 fucking grand. They can't wait that long for the new one to come out.
Not to mention, it's not going to be anything like the new one when it does come out.
Probably go to news.
You're stupid, Jason.
Or images. It looks just like a PC, though.
Oh, that you're talking about that? That was on, they posted that on the IGN website.
No, it doesn't look like that.
Wait, is it the one that...
it's all black.
It's is
all
it black, the thin console that had a monitor
not,
on
it's not
it?
That big
no,
itself,
no, 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 no. It looks like a fucking tower from a computer.
It looks like a mini tower.
It probably was.
They posted it on IGN. Go it was on the IGN website. But anyways, no, that can't be it. You know how much... fucking energy that would take to fucking run that damn thing.
Hence the word prototype.
It's not really even a prototype. They give it to developers for the next when they can start making new games for it.
Fuck your life.
And they lease them to them. So actually, when they're done, they're supposed to give them back to Microsoft. But somehow this guy fucking has one. But this guy's actually come across other fucking shit before and sold it on eBay. And they told him, he went through his lawyer and he was just like, go for it. And so far, I tried to look at an update on this because it was like earlier in the week. In Tennessee, like maybe like they shut it down, or like fucking eBay like stopped the whole thing. No, it's sold. Also on eBay, damn, you're not allowed to sell any more spells or magic.
Oh, really?
They stopped that shit. Damn it. So if you want to put a hex on somebody, you want to buy one on
what
eBay.
What am I gonna do with my?
Which I didn't know people did that shit.
Now you just have to go through BZ.
You can find everything on eBay.
Now you have to go through BZ instead.
What the fuck's that? Is that your Wicca site?
Yeah. You never seen the commercials for those?
No.
Yeah, it's another auction site, but this one you have to have a subscriber account thing. You actually have to
pay monthly to be an auction site?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah. I put very vague things into Google and I found it really fast. That's kind of weird that you can't find it. We're reporting this to
because he's on Forbes.
I actually have my clipboard and a list of things what you fuck up on. I report to Mr. Wedge.
See, what he didn't tell you is that he told us like to make sure like
and he said
check off anything that you find wrong or unprofessional.
He said I have permission to hit you.
You
I got my twit, my switch.
After last week's show, he'll email us a survey.
So would you?
How would you rate Roach's performance? Good, bad. Excellent.
I wanted to kill myself.
Satisfactory.
Mediocre.
No comment.
Genocidal.
I put pedophile.
Just what?
I put NA and everything. Just explain why is the next question. So I just wrote out a bunch of bullshit.
Okay, so what'd you put in to find it? Because all I'm coming up with is a story about the next generation.
Jason was trying to look up children pornography.
Okay.
And he actually come across
it. Was
it.
A series of awkward links, but to find that that way it took way too long.
Support.
By the end of that journey, I had like 20 windows open, and then I came across it.
Oh wow!
The quicker way was.
How slow were you running with 20 windows open?
Hmm.
I said, how slow were you running with 20 windows?
Well, when I was waiting for it to load, I'd go on my phone.
Takes that long?
So I had four windows on my phone open.
Took that long?
And I had 20 windows up there.
Took that long that you actually had time to go on your phone?
Well, I'm buffering.
And enjoy it.
I'm buffering two videos at the same time, and then another article's loading because I just opened a new window because I saw something cool, and then my phone's on. It all works out. Even though they're all running off the same bandwidth on the internet of the house.
It's all struggling. You saw, what's burning? Your fucking Wi-Fi's on fire.
So is it going to be called Xbox 720?
That's what they're saying, but
actually,
the thing that the guy sold was called Durango.
Technically, the original Xbox wasn't even supposed to be called Xbox, but it got linked out, so that's so popular that they had to stick with it.
Yeah. And the code name right now for the next Xbox is
which
called Durango.
Which I really don't, I'm not really a fan of the name Xbox 720. I really think they should give it a new name for it.
Yeah.
A brand new name? Why don't you just call it just
no,
Xbox?
No, Xbox is fine.
Like,
but
do what Apple
else.
Did for the iPad. Instead of saying iPad 3,
about,
just
hey, they
call
should
it iPad again.
They should make it the Xbox 360 S. I think that'd be great.
That's what the black ones were? I don't know. What are the ones, the versions you guys have?
Well,
there's a name.
There's
Xbox
360.
Yeah, Slim.
They're just called Slim. Yeah. So it isn't S. It's actually
yeah.
60S.
Yeah, it's S.
S stands for Slim. See, that's not the one. Maybe it was that one.
Possible
no, that is
Xbox
it. That's
720
it.
Durango
that's
development
it.
Kit sells on eBay for
oh, that's just a development kit.
That's it right there.
Yeah. And it has a Blu-ray player on it. They're saying the next one might have a Blu-ray player. So at
way
the same time
Sony.
As they're selling consoles, they're actually have to pay royalties to their competition.
Yep.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
So they're giving
super
money to the company they're trying to bury.
They're not trying to bury.
Well, in the game
it's
market.
Healthy competition.
In the game market, they're trying to bury.
They're not trying to kill them because that's impossible.
So put them 6 feet under, man.
Most likely, any game system will just kill themselves.
Like Nintendo's doing? Like,
pretty much.
And PlayStation's yeah. next?
I think that Nintendo's not doing too bad because I probably in Japan they're fucking still raving over it.
That's why they're still
and they
in
just
business.
Try to bring these ideas
they're
over here and they don't get the idea
Japan.
That people don't fucking like that shit.
No, you got
well,
the
idea of the Wii, the idea of the Wii was you know
you
great, everyone loved it, but
you got
the Wii U,
kids and the
I bet that Wii U will fucking fly off the shelves in Japan. But here,
probably
just
in Japan.
Won't.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
here
there's
every
it's,
review
it's
over
so
here has been nothing but negative for it.
Having a dual screen thing is retarded.
It's not ideal at all.
Well, the Wii sucks. Really does.
It was a good console. It was just lack of graphics and lack of adult entertainment.
You like that
and games.
420p fucking graphics?
No, it was too. It was too child friendly.
What do you mean?
That was the point. It was supposed to be family
friendly. There was not enough violent games, not enough shooters, and when it comes to violent games, it was really hard to control to even enjoy them.
I was gonna say I could look at porn on the Wii.
Well
it did have internet access.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. That worked.
That was worth my $200.
That's not even a selling point.
To wait
so many other places to watch.
To wait
porn.
A half an hour for that video to load for that porn.
You spend any other way to look at porn sucked. On your Wii?
If there's anything that connects to the internet, I'm going to look for a way to look at porn.
I could download Donkey Kong, which I could download.
I tried
on
it on my BlackBerry. It didn't work, but fuck it.
That's what he tells every sales rep at Best Buy.
Can I look at porn on it?
It sounds interesting.
How fast can my porn load on this?
They're telling all the features. Like, wait. Just hold on. All I want to know, and this is the deal breaker now. Can I watch gangbangs in this fucking thing? Can I find animal porn?
Is this screen
and
easy
these are being
to
specific.
Clean?
I want these specific things.
Is this screen stick free?
Can I watch Trannies in Transylvania on here? If that can download, you got yourself a deal.
If I get a visual,
he finds a guy.
If
says,
I get a visual for this
me.
Product,
and he actually shows like, here you go.
How easy to sperm wipe off?
No, but it comes with a free squeegee.
And sperm away.
Spermicide.
It's coated. This device is coated in a special film of spermicide. So it'll never smudge up your screen. But do not touch it because it'll smear like a motherfucker.
It's called Sperm Be Gone. Patent pending.
That name is so generic, it's probably someone's already thought about it. No. You probably owe somebody money now.
Jizzinator.
No, no, that's what he's looking at.
I don't want to meet that guy come back.
Yeah, that sounds like more cum.
A spermicide called the Cum Reaper.
Okay.
Did you say jizz be
gone? My jizz finds
yes.
it.
Yes. Okay.
Cum no more? Nah, that sounds like a vasectomy name, huh?
The Jizz Reaper. I still like that one.
You like that? That's pretty good, all right?
My cum fears that. When I masturbate, they know that that's who they're going to meet.
Testicles, beware.
It's like a ghost story they tell around a campfire in your balls. Beware the Jizz Reaper.
The Semen Destroyer.
In theaters this Halloween, the Jizz Reaper.
You know, if you made some spermicide called that, I'm sure it would fly off the shelves. No lie.
Jizz Destroyer or Jizz Reaper?
Jizz Reaper, Jizzinator, Sperm Be Gone.
It's all the same stuff, though. It's just like different color labels.
Yeah. So many people will get pregnant.
Extra strength.
Extra strength hold.
Kamikaze semen bomber.
Look, you could put it in her hair after you're done.
Kamikaze sounds like you could nut her and just throw one of those in there. And then they'll just kill it all after. Like, oh, everywhere. Fuck, I came. Like,
this
hold
shit
on.
Just blows right out of her.
You just grab the kamikaze kind, shove it in there.
Just make sure that you put that plastic over your walls first.
It's a spermicide / douche.
You have to shove it in there and cuff your hands over it and blast out.
Comes in multiple scents.
And if for any reason these products fail, they do come with a fail-safe morning-after pill called Baby Be Gone.
Why don't you just use the morning-after pill rather than waste time with the first half?
It does have some side effects.
So wait a minute. The second option is something like that. The first option may not work. The second option may fucking what? Have
and
some
the third
side
option includes a hanger.
Yeah. And a vacuum.
Or a trip to Six Flags.
That's what you call your stairs these days?
Yeah, stairs. I don't want to kill the bitch. I still want to have a reason to see her again.
Just a spa treatment. Just a day in the hot tub. And a nice
eating nothing
and a
but
nice
lobster.
Latte from Starbucks.
I just want to boil your egg. Not bad.
Yeah.
I just want to cook the yolk.
Now I can't. Wow.
Just want to fry the egg.
We're going to fry some eggs.
What the hell is that?
That's commercial.
Did I get high score? Commercial break.
Yeah.
Ripped in Half on the Radio Network.
We'll be back
after this. We'll be back after this commercial.
Stick around.
Fucking listen to it.
Damn, you can't even talk. You haven't drinking that much. You're not drinking at all, are you?
Yeah, I don't drink it.
Barely.
But no, I forgot what I was going to say. Even Bye.
The way radio should have been, the Wedge Radio Network.
Eden Fantasy has over 900 exotic toys for your pleasure. From vibrators to love rings to masturbators, they have everything. Toys for him, her, and everything in between. Come find your fantasy at Eden Fantasies. Just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com or WedgeRadio.net and click on the link. Make every night better than the last.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not. If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste. It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have. I'm part of the 99% that f***ed your mom. There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice. So how about one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for T-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
You're listening to the Wedge Radio Network.
I've seen that one too long
ago. It was a great phone. It was a good phone. It was like $600 though.
Mm-hmm. No, you buy overseas or buy it through Canada.
Oh yeah, I mean,
do whatever. Like fucking AT&T.
I really think Nokia should come back into the main, like, cell phones to them and let us buy them with a fucking contract, so we don't pay as much money for them.
We should buy kits where we can build our own.
They're great phones. They last forever.
They last forever because you keep them because no one has time knew what to do with them.
Fuck, man, dude. I still have my old Nokia.
I can tell my blue
you how many, I can tell you how many times I dropped a Nokia. I dropped a Nokia in fucking water and brought it back out, and it's fine. Anyways.
I don't think we started yet, right?
Enjoy the music. Yeah. Oh, really? We sit here and drink our rum and fuck off.
I thought we were just killing time. Bullshit. Yeah. Commercial break.
No, we're back with Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network.
Oh, by the way. Hi, Elda.
What?
Just tell me to say hi to her.
The current topic today
right
is Nokia phones.
No. Really.
Oh, because so they text you right now and just she's hi to me over there.
She's jumping down on her bed screaming. Ah!
We're that popular.
It's like getting a dedication on the bow. It's that special. Actually, those are kind of special because they come from jail. Answer one phone call. Look at that dedication. Well, sometimes the girlfriend does it. So yeah, she is.
Well, it's cute.
It's fucking adorable.
You know, I thought the commercial would be long because I was gonna have to look up stuff. I don't want to do it.
That's what she said about your penis.
Yep. You guys could talk amongst yourselves. But
I thought you were bringing something up there, Jason.
I was.
Personal thoughts. That's his grocery
list. That's my next segment on the show, actually.
Jason, next page. That's your grocery list.
It is.
Milk, eggs,
why
tampons.
Is anal lube and a vibrating egg on your grocery list?
Vibrating egg.
Incredible. Edible vibrating egg.
Incredible edible
vibrating egg. Hey, they work.
What?
Actually, if you ever go to a porn shop,
Roach has those special underwears with a little egg on the bottom. He sits on it all day.
Well, they gave me a free vibrating egg one time with the purchase of one of those.
$50 or more?
the purchase of a rabbit.
Actually, I made a purchase of like $80.
He was just in there to buy the Bang Bus Collection DVD, you know, box set.
I thought it was Gay
on
Bus.
On Blu-ray.
Yeah.
That was Gay Bus Collection.
Those rock.
The power orgy.
Because they pick off these girls in the street and they just fuck them. It's amazing.
The power.
Yeah, I know.
The power orgy.
How'd you get
collection.
These girls to do that? Like, they just pick them up. That's guys are cool.
Man,
stuff.
They're like, they're not.
I wish I had a van.
Well, we had to pay them money after we're done. Oh, so they're prostitutes? No, they weren't prostitutes.
They're not dressed like sluts before you pick them up or anything. Not wearing a bra at all.
It's like they're slutty enough.
I like how none of them have a bra on.
No, I bought like a sex doll type of thing.
Watching, I like how he cleared his throat after that, like embarrassment.
Actually, it was a sex torso.
Does it still say? Oh.
So you it bought like a. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so it didn't have arms. I've had or many legs of those. Or a head.
So you like paraplegics?
Pretty much.
No, he like.
Like you really like fucking mannequins.
I got my sex doll with no arms because that's what I'm into.
I don't think it has legs either. It's just a waist. That's all it is. I think. Is that what you're saying? You bought?
Yeah, it's pretty much a torso.
It's ass and vagina.
It was part of the Mute Girl collection.
Yeah, it's just and ass, hips. Vagina, and tits. That was about it.
Oh, it is a torso. Whoa.
Yeah, I don't have it.
I like women headless, armless.
It's a blow up.
Legless.
Was it a blow up?
It's like a real life. Was it actually? I killed him.
Was it a blow up?
No, it was like this.
It was foam latex.
It was latex. Yeah, it was like squishy, so it felt real.
Literally, he knows it was filled with fiberglass.
It felt so real, even without the limbs and head.
How did it feel?
Do you put fake blood over the missing limbs so it seemed like so it makes you believe that you killed them and then fucked them?
Just limbs.
and when he's onto sex, he puts fake blood on the pussy. He's like, oh, you're on the rag. We can't have sex today. So it makes it feel like a real relationship.
You dirty bitch.
Start beating her.
What's there to slap? You just punch her in the stomach. That's all there is. And nothing there to slap.
Pretty much.
How'd it feel?
It has your name on it, Steve.
it actually wasn't that bad. I threw it away like almost a year ago.
You wore it out that bad, huh? Bitch got loose.
Well, you know, 5 days or she 5 years every day. Cheating on me. Day,
so. Cheating on me.
Little slut.
He walked into a Carlos and the doll.
No, I actually...
It's not what you think.
Wedge. Torso. How could you?
It was in the studio, too.
She tripped and fell.
True story? No, when I threw it away, I threw it in the dumpster, and I came back like half an hour later, it was gone. That was like the only thing that was gone. I threw it away with some trash, and it was gone.
The bum walked by and said, it must be my birthday.
The things I'm going to do to you.
Scream, I want it to be like rape. Struggle with it. I want you to call 911 afterwards.
Here's 35 cents, call.
What would you dump something like that? Where'd you dump it?
I don't know, because I didn't want it anymore.
I put it as a lawnmower, man.
That's how his films women are.
I mean, I have a pocket.
He fucks him for a while, and then he doesn't want him anymore, just throws him in a dumpster.
He's done having sex with him. Some cab fare. Fuck out of here.
It's lighter than having a real chick, huh, that you cut your legs off.
Yeah,
pretty much. That's probably why. It's worth the $80 to, you know, get that lighter load, because picking up a real fucking torso.
Well, that's a hassle. I mean, you know.
It's not only heavy, but smelly and bloody.
Yeah. It does start to decay.
Now I got to have.
People start asking questions of where that girl went.
Yeah, rig a mortis, you know.
Now I got to buy acid and a plastic bag, you know, shit like that.
Did it have an asshole?
Drive to Mexico. Yeah, it did.
Did you fuck in the ass?
Yeah, I did.
Did you have to use lube?
And that's
I like how it's almost condescending answer, like,
Did you have to use lube?
Duh, yeah, fuck nuts.
No, it produced, like, you know, it's
did you come inside of it?
Yes, I did.
How do you clean it out? Did she push it out?
The hose.
Yeah,
the old-fashioned way. Just cream, outside she, and hose it down.
Did she push out the cream pie?
No, I would wash it out.
She'd lick it out.
I'd use
is it dishwasher safe?
He'd suck it out.
Soap and hot water.
He'd sit there and use one of those baby bottle cleaners, the brushes.
He'd suck it out.
No, the boogers cleaners with the babies. Just stick it back in there.
Just don't sneeze.
Did she ever give you the clap?
No.
I bet you, the sad thing is you still had to pay for sex.
Yeah.
Wow, you just like hurt that moment right now. You kept joking and then kill him. Like,
oh.
Now the joke's over because he's all sad now. Aww. Thanks, Eric.
He still had to get in the mood. He lit candles.
First it was all funny and joking. Then he actually realized, oh, yeah, I'm a sad
shit. He comes home all stressed out from work.
<He's> like, maybe you should get one of those, Steve.
Yeah, I really miss her. No, I got a pocket pussy.
Steve just made a sawdust.
Is it a flashlight?
Yeah.
Is it a flashlight, too?
You got a flashlight?
No, I just got a pocket pussy.
Okay. Yeah. You should have went all out.
Fleshlights are like what?
Treat yourself.
$100?
I don't fucking know.
Now I just get real pussy, and if I feel like it, I use the pocket pussy.
At the same time.
He's like, no, he carries it with him. He has real pussy. He's like, you want a threesome?
She don't mind. Don't you, baby? You had this before. You've been around the block a few times.
Here, use this on me.
That's what they end up doing. They search really into your pockets to rob you, and said they grab this pocket pussy. Like, that's even better. I don't really have to fuck him, and I can rob him.
Wow.
What's one place
it'll tip me good because I actually say you can come with me.
Here you go. Where's one place we'd really want to be exciting and have sex with a pocket pussy?
Like fantasy getaways?
Getaway with your pocket pussy.
It's like when you and your girl go on a trip and get the fuck somewhere different.
Yeah, where would you fuck your pocket pussy?
On the beaches of Hawaii.
We'd like to call in and hear your answers.
While I'm swimming with the dolphins.
Yeah, 909-666-4221. Tell us where we
can. 909-426-6221.
Or just look on the screen. The number's right there.
Yeah,
if you are watching on YouTube, the screen, it's right there. People tend to ignore that, though.
I would go to New Orleans. I don't know why.
You'd fuck
it. You'd go to New Orleans to fuck your pocket pussy.
I didn't really mean like a fucking like a
at the cafe.
I didn't mean like out of the stage or something. I meant like you know like a
oh no.
He wants New Orleans is out of the
strictly
state?
SoCal. I mean,
oh, never mind. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I thought you meant like out of
the country.
Yeah. New Orleans, Columbia.
It's like somewhere exotic.
The beach.
All right, where?
By the beach.
Right, where's the most exciting place where you have sex with your pocket pussy?
What are you talking about? I've only had sex in my room.
Okay, but
where's your fantasy getaway? Fantasy, fuck your
fantasy
latex
getaway for your pocket pussy.
Kidding me? I would want to fuck a real girl anywhere else.
But we're not talking about real girl.
The pocket
we're
asked, pussy.
Yeah.
The only place
like
I
you're,
would,
like
hey,
okay.
We're trying to keep
like,
it grounded
like
in reality
there,
here, right?
Like you're sitting there, like man, I really wish I could fuck right now, but I only have a pocket pussy. All right, fuck it.
No. Why do you think he keeps a hand under the table the whole fucking time? There's
he
a reason we sit
with
over
you
here.
At all times.
I didn't think you noticed that. No,
no. Finger in his ass.
He's constantly staring down there. Remember? You're in fear that he might rape you one day.
All right,
remember
so
that last week,
it's at home waiting.
So where would you fuck your pocket pussy?
The only place that I would take a pocket pussy and fuck it is in a. Like a porno movie theater. That's about it.
Jack Shack.
See, I figured you'd have
had least, to a Jack Shack.
A Jack Shack. Yeah.
I figured you would have said somewhere like on an airplane, like in the
that
stall.
Would be a bad idea.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
What are they gonna do?
Well, it's not.
Well, why
it's
did you fucking use it?
It's almost like the Mile
You're
High
next,
Club.
Steve.
Yeah.
You can't use that now.
In your seat or in
you
the bathroom?
That's why you would. So where would you?
In
do
your it? Seat. In your seat. Put blanket over it. Just.
No. I don't need the air marshal tasing my dick.
Air marshal.
Where would you fuck your pocket pussy, Steve?
I think that was random.
I don't have
you
a pocket
together
pussy.
Bomb.
I've never. No. I've never.
If you had,
I don't know. I've never even had one. The idea of using one just
okay. Just fucking
to me, it's the same. It seems like the same thing as just moving up my hand and jerking
this
off.
Instead of fucking, he can be just fucking simple and answer a goddamn question. No, he had to make a story why.
No,
like we judge him if he thinks he ever thought of having a pocket pussy or something.
No,
actually,
I know
that was the next part of your question, though.
Yeah,
your question.
I just ruined his whole fucking joke and segment. Damn. No, I don't know. I would never use one.
Quiet down, you're shitty.
I never use one. Okay, everyone would use one.
To me, it's the same concept as just lubing up your hand and jerking off. I'd rather do that than have to pay money for.
How can you say it's not if you never had one? Is the experience better than rubbing, like, lubing up your hand and jerking off?
Honestly, it depends on what kind of pocket pussy you get, because sometimes they'll have...
Different brands.
Okay, if it's that easy...
It depends on if you get the white or the
other. If jacking off is so fucking great in your hand, then why do people make fifis in fucking prison?
What the hell is that? What?
A fifi?
Yeah.
Talk to someone that's been in prison, and then they'll tell you.
It's a plastic bag full of some sort of liquid substance, like jelly from a sandwich.
And it's
or
wrapped
lotion.
Around like a rag or something like that, just for grip.
Oh, because jacking off with
your
hand
a horrible
is just—it's just raw.
It sounds like who are like you know when you did this test with animals and they get addicted like a doll. You know, things that test they did with monkeys, and that monkey like thought this little fucking like stuffed monkey was its mom because they have this robot feed it. And then try to cling to it. Or, like, that dude from fucking Peanuts who had his blanket all the time. Like, to me, that's what you'd call a Fifi. Yeah. Like, you're like your blanket, or it's your like your security blanket, or your stuffed teddy bear that you would never let go, it's even though you're not 15. To me, that's what you would call a Fifi.
Blanky.
And I was like, my Fifi. Like, you just cuddle all the time like your security bit. To me, that's what a Fifi seems like.
Okay, Jason, where would you fuck your pocket pussy if Steve's being a bitch?
Well, if Steve's being a bitch, I have to deal. I have to use my pocket pussy.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm going around the hall and making sure he knows I'm enjoying it. He's all upset.
He's all scared. Yes, right, pocket pussy, you take it. Oh, what, you want to get choked? You want a DP? Let's go.
Steve, we're leaving. We'll see you later. Come on, baby, let's go. Fuck this guy. Come on, with two pocket pussies.
I'm a stud.
That's the story.
That's weird.
Propped around both arms. The things on my arms are just up, but they're still just in my hands.
Let's go, ladies. We gonna go get our fuck on.
Your thing, Mr. J.
No, they call you Daddy J. They call you Daddy J. Did you, Roach, did you have a name for your pocket pussy?
Nah.
You name her? Did you name your torso? Nah,
then it gets real. And then that's all disturbing.
Yeah, yeah. It gets really weird.
You can name her like Ferrari or fucking.
No, once you're
Ferrari, that's like a guy or I don't know.
No, what?
So naming it gets really weird. It's not the fact that you're fucking a. Could have named her Strawberry Shortcake torso. Or something. Or just a pussy in your hand. That's not weird enough. Naming it's crossing the line.
Because when you name it, you give it like some kind of importance. You know,
really,
like
I figure it, when it means you fuck something. You give it some sort of importance.
I don't want that
when
bitch running my life.
It's just a thing.
That's
it's
why.
Just a thing.
That's why I'm never gonna name my child.
That's why when he meets chicks at the bar and gives him
so
the
have to deal with
the
it.
Date rape drug, first thing he says, "I don't want to know your name," because then it means importance.
Yeah, this rape's
without
gonna
your
be
yeah without your name,
your
then
name.
I'm just raping a thing.
I'm sorry. Because it sounded, Eric, like I was talking about having sex with this thing, and I don't want to name it because I'm just fucking it. It's whatever. You said you wouldn't
it's
name your child. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
Did you ever...
It's just a thing you're fucking.
Did you ever videotape the sex?
No, why would I ever do that?
Put it on like, RedTube or something, see how many comments you get. You like it.
For that YouTube, RedTube money.
It's got to be a fetish.
Advertising money. You probably got 15 bucks for that. Buy a new one.
Oh, that's a good idea. No, I'm good.
You fucked up.
I'll just upgrade to the fucking fleshlight one day.
So what's your webcam? Your webcam channel?
It's called Roach Raw.
Raw Roach.
Roach rubbed raw.
Yeah.
When they go ragdoll, I go raw dog. Alright. I need you to do this.
Don't look
at
the corner.
Yeah, that's not weird. You guys kept talking, but no, you just stopped to look.
I don't know what the fuck you were doing.
Little awkward there, Jason.
I'm just giving my number for later. I just told him, give me the address of that place. I need my show notes back, though.
Right down there was a brand name. You just sold another client.
One more checked off, and I got you for some Thin Mints. You don't even have a daughter. Yeah, but I love Girl Scouts. You spelled it wrong. That's for one reason.
What the hell were you spelling?
That's not even hard to spell. You spelled asylum. D A Y.
What are we doing? Dark Asylum?
No, it's not even.
I don't know.
He spelled it Asylum. Okay, D A Y.
They didn't. Don't they have a name for the new Batman now?
Well, one. Already? Write this on the survey. Yeah. Lack
someone
of computer
they,
skills.
Someone told me they have a name for the new
UM.
Batman coming out. They're going to make
movie. No.
What?
Yeah. Someone told me there's going to be there's already a name out.
Yeah, that's the one.
Batman.
What?
For the new reboot of the series, the first movie they're going to make. Someone already told me the name out for it.
I've seen this, yeah.
That's what I want to show you. You guys,
have you seen the original video?
Yeah, I seen the original first, and that's how I found this from the original.
Oh, okay,
I didn't even.
Dude has
as many views on the original than there is on this.
Yeah, he has his own YouTube channel, and he's got a shitload of fucking food reviews. And every one of his food reviews is done in his car.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. He just goes around places. I don't know. He just probably left the store.
Steve thinks he's living the life.
No, one of them he did is.
No, this is what Steve should have thought of years ago.
I know.
Like,
no, he's done one. It's for the Nestle Crunch Girl Scout Thin Mint thing.
That's why I mentioned it. That's probably why you left.
Yeah. No, it's someone he does where he comes right from the store into this car, opens a box, and starts fucking eating them and dumping them everywhere.
But, like, he has, like, orgasms when he fucking eats it. I think it's the most delicious thing in the world.
You don't get orgasms?
Get rid of that.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my damn. Oh, my goodness. They're going ham. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my damn. Oh, my goodness. They're going ham. This is how bacon is supposed to be. The fries, they blend so perfectly. The cheese up in here is going ham. Damn, damn. You can smell what I'm smelling. You bite the fry bites back, my man. Damn. Look at the bacon.
He says double cheeseburger at Tom's.
Like ghetto grocery bags.
It's like a black version of Steve.
Yeah. I didn't think that.
Pretty much.
Not in a mean way, though. I thought it was funny.
Oh, Steve would.
Damn! No, the thing is, when you listen,
damn, Steve.
Well, if you listen to him, his regular video though, without the song about, he does sound kind of weird.
That was a funny.
I love this.
This is how everything is supposed to be. The fries, they blend so perfectly. The cheese up in here is going ham. Ham. You can smell what I'm smelling. You bite the fry bites back, my man. Ham. Damn. Crispy crunch. Look at the bacon. Get yourself a double cheeseburger. Ham. Damn.
That's great.
Watch the original and subscribe to Dame Drops.
And what's the link to that?
It was a small Yoho video, but the original guy is in the top corner. I don't really want to watch it, but still, it's actually really fucking funny. And it's called Dame's channel.
Yeah. It's his actual channel.
Dayum. I thought they were just spelling damn the way he's saying it.
D-A-Y-U-M.
Yeah, but the channel's called D-A-Y-M-S.
Oh, Dams.
Oh, Dams. No, they're just saying Dams. D-A-Y-M.
Just look up autotune fat guy likes food.
Pretty much. But it's fucking funny.
Yeah.
Man, he made me want.
He's not an obese.
It was just a review of Five Guys double cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Well, and he's excited they gave him bacon when he didn't ask for bacon. That's why he's so excited about that bacon. And he's just raving. He doesn't even open it. He's just raving about just from smelling from the tinfoil wrapper.
With the ghetto grocery bag.
He cast the cheeseburger.
To me, I didn't have a problem with it. I think that line is funny as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
But then I instantly thought, a ghetto grocery bag is be a black bag. Like, you get out of a liquor store, or you get out of the indoor mall. The mall.
Indoor mall.
I know. Your indoor mall.
The Indonesian mall.
Yeah. To me, that's a ghetto grocery bag, because it's just a plain black bag.
Yeah, it is.
Now, I showed Steph that video, though. Not only was she laughing her ass off, but she sat there like, damn. Where is that burger from, though? That does look really good.
Yeah, it's from Five Guys.
Five Guys isn't that great, though.
Well, Five Guys, you make your own burger, pretty much.
It's not that great, though.
See, to me, that's what I originally wanted to write when I posted it up. I was like, that's the best review ever, but I still don't want one of them. I still don't want to have it from there. I still am going to Baker's or In-N-Out before I go there. Just because I don't want to go that far.
And the funny thing is...
Yeah, no, that's far.
when I played that and
you're a piece of shit, Jason.
She was currently making burgers for us.
Rather than you be dead to me.
What? The first one with the Five Guys was in before they even had them out here. It was in San Diego,
mm-hmm.
And I went in there. I ordered. It's really deceiving because they have a like a junior burger. I think they name it as junior burger, and they have a regular burger. But what you don't know is a regular burger is actually a double burger, and a junior is a single. So I get a regular burger, think it's regular. I say I want everything, every topping you have on there.
Wow, that's damn. A soaking piece of shit. Yeah.
So it was green peppers, onions,
it kills the burger. If you don't eat it right away, it's gonna be just
grilled
a soggy
onions,
piece of shit.
Grilled. Well, we get it right away,
and then
I order fries, and the thing is, the fries they put fries. In a cup like this, and then after they're done putting it in the cup, they fucking start dumping them in your bag. So you have more fries than you can fucking eat, and you have a burger that you can't fucking finish.
America.
Burger.
Fuck yeah.
America.
Burger. Well, burger that we can't finish, Steve probably could.
Probably.
Damn.
Andrew left it at the same time.
One of the best lines on the autotune, that double, get that double cheeseburger. It's like, oh man, that just made me fucking laugh.
Double cheeseburger and hold lettuce.
Don't be fretting, son. No seeds on the bone.
This is some song you guys collaborated together when you had
no,
the
it's
parties
a McDonald's song, buddy. Oh, yeah.
That was just two
I don't go to McDonald's. And I ignore the commercials because there's black people.
I ignore you half the time.
You know, the,
no, it's,
there are only
it's
black
called
people.
The Big
in the, I'm not lying. There's only black
you
people.
You
want to
hear a joke?
Yeah.
What's black, long, and sweaty? The line at KFC.
I'm going to send that to the funny races.
Wow.
Because I have not heard that joke. I think that's fucking hilarious. Sometimes I...
Long live the union.
Long, black, and sweaty.
I follow, like, at the funny racist on Twitter, and, like, I hear... I thought I've heard almost every joke. Sometimes you repeat
wouldn't
yourself.
Wouldn't
that
be more the line at Popeye's?
No, see, now, Steve. Just nah. Shut up, Steve. Just
that's like that joke. Like, I heard they burn churches. Like, I don't care. I like Popeye's.
I like that one. No, there's
a joke, but that's like basically a gist of it.
There's a video a friend of mine put up on Facebook the other night. I actually reposted it. It's funny as shit.
Then I seen it.
No,
I just leave stuff up. What? I'm on the internet all the time. I know.
What was it? The chat roulette thing?
Yeah, I seen it like a week before.
Oh, did you? That was funny as hell.
His Lady Gaga, to me, is still funnier than that.
I haven't seen that one.
That was the first one he did it, where he's on that bikini shit.
Oh, okay.
And he does the Lady Gaga song.
What are you talking about?
This guy,
he actually got his chat roulette banned for that one, though.
Oh, did he? No, he does this thing on chat roulette. He actually has all kinds of different videos, but the funniest ones are the chat roulette.
I told you, we need to do a ripped in half chat roulette.
Well, no, what this guy does is when the video first pops up on camera.
People can see us all the time and chat with us.
Yeah.
But we can't look back at them. What if someone's waving their penis at us? We can't see it. What if someone's flashing their
tits
at us?
That's the downfall of this set. This,
we can't see it.
We,
this setup
what
right here.
We don't get to see enough penis. We see men with vaginas, but that's about it.
I'll pull up the penis for you.
It's fucking horrible.
You know what? I forgot about that. I was like it wasn't until like, that day I thought it'd be funny if I fucking just started randomly texting these pictures.
That'd be great.
I'm pissed.
Anyways,
it's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, this guy does.
I'll blow up your Facebook feed since you don't go on it. You won't
Steve
know.
Naked.
And that's saying something. But this guy does on the chat roulette is when they
Steve
add
and
it when
Roach make out.
He's in better shape than Steve. It's in better shape than Steve.
when he's paired up with a new chat partner, he always has his back turned first. And then turns around. He's wearing a bikini. He's got a long-haired wig with his fucking facial hair and everything. And he's lip-syncing. What is that fucking song now?
The Call Me Maybe song.
Yeah, the Call Me Maybe song. God. Oh, it's funny as shit because they show all these different clips. And there are some people who just start laughing. Others who are just like, what the fuck?
Because I think people who
other people who just sit there start lip-syncing with him.
I think people who start laughing and are going along with it, I think they know him. Mostly because the Lady Gaga one.
Could be.
Because when the Lady Gaga one came out, they had people going like, ugh, like horrible, like disgusted faces, or like they find that they're tricked and they're like, uh-huh. Like, oh my god, and they're shocked. Some people were laughing, but like more people were disgusted in the first one than people laughing. And this one, the ratio changed.
Yeah, so it was funny as hell. It really was. I wish I could remember his name.
Is that your odd signal?
Okay.
Nothing.
Oz?
What?
Nothing.
Oh, you hear that?
Yeah, didn't even listen to you.
I hear it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I hear it all the time. That's just... That's not the voice
that's not me? Jason.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I tell you not to kill.
I fight it every day. Especially when I believe women it. Or you.
You're an asshole, Roach. No what? Warning or nothing.
I really? Love this game. You guys just see the warning
it sounds
right
like
there?
It sounds like Battletoads. I don't stare at that
where crap. The screen change or his little wiggle of the mouse.
I'd see more of a double dragon
I say,
Battletoads.
Shut the fuck up.
No, it's a space game. I played it.
It's a Galaga reboot on the PS1. Anyways, Ripped in Half in Space on the Wedge Radio Network. We'll be back.
In space!
You're listening to the Wedge Radio Network.
Eden Fantasy has over 900 exotic toys for your pleasure. From vibrators to love rings to masturbators, they have everything. Toys for him, her, and everything in between. Come find your fantasy at Eden Fantasies. Just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com or WedgeRadio.net and click on the link. Make every night better than the last.
The way radio should have been, the Wedge Radio Network. What is the Wedge Radio Show, you ask? Oh, you didn't ask? Well, the Wedge Radio Show is basically the radio show that is completely honest. It's the show that tells you how it is and cuts the crap out of our daily lives. It's the show that shows what life really is. The one-shot crapshoot. Just by going to WedgeRadio.net, you are ensuring a better life for yourself. And if you think I'm being a little overdramatic, well, yeah, kind of.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not. If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste. It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have. I'm part of the 99% that f***ed your mom. There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice. So how about one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for T-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
Not gangsters here.
Fuck you, G.
I
don't
know. I know. I was like, what the hell was that shit?
Kenny G, really? You had to play that? No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Ripped in Half.
Welcome
on the,
back to the Ripped in Half.
On the Wedge Radio Network.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah, baby.
How you guys doing tonight?
I can see you like
Jake
it.
Take those wine apples.
I was just informed that my 3-year old is watching.
My
so
children are watching.
Hi, Alistair.
That's it.
That's it.
They call from all this way. They dial the phone. Well, they call.
I
Eric.
Still know how to dial the phone.
They call Eric. His little bubble gun. The phone that actually says like it's full of bubble gum, but it makes those stupid noises.
Should we have?
No.
Her call and let him talk on the air.
No.
No? Oh, it'd be funny.
No.
This is not what I call a kid-friendly
show.
Anyway.
If you're dad, it'll be funny. If you're us, it's fucking ridiculous.
He says some
funny-ass
shit.
Well, like we said
shit.
From commercial, Steve's going to whip his dick out.
Alistair, look away.
And fuck that bloody torso that Roach left in the dumpster. Because guess what? This is your life. We have it right now. Come on in.
It was pregnant the whole time.
It comes out with a headless torso baby. The torso baby. It's all on blood gushes out and just yells, "Daddy."
It's all screaming and pain and agony.
I like this music too. It's like being in the elevator at the, you know,
the mall. I can't hear anything.
Yeah, I know. See?
My ears got a little hot.
Someone's talking this, shit about you?
All this hot talk.
Welcome to Hot Topic.
So sweaty.
New show on the Red Radio Network.
Hot Topic. Where you got all your douchebag attire?
Your ears burning? Oh, yeah, we're talking to you. I gotta take these headphones off. They're steaming.
Damn.
Because I know you're talking about me, too.
Ain't that some shit?
What are you up to now?
You got a point when we get the camera.
Phone number's on top of the thing on the Ustream. Can't still do it without laughing and fucking up.
On top of the thing.
Oh, we got a first caller. Hold on for a minute. Steam just coming off Eric's headphones. Can't even hold them together. Off. Can't even hold them together.
Did I do
that? So we're back from commercial.
Yeah,
next episode.
Say
out.
Silverback commercial.
Silverback realism.
We had a break character, Jason.
Yeah.
You lost.
That's why you can never do phone sex.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Is that British sex?
That's Australian.
Nah, you seen that Rocko's Modern Life?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where
yeah,
he
yeah,
actually has, like, he's looking for a job.
The turtle.
It says be, like, it doesn't say be sexy, but it says, like, it says something in the background of it.
Oh, baby. Oh,
and
baby.
He's dating, oh,
oh, baby.
And it's like, Mrs. Bighead?
Yeah.
Rocko? And they hang up all off.
Was it Rocko? I thought it was a turtle.
Huh?
What? Oh, no, it was Rocko, fro- huh?
Yeah, she's a frog. And, like, Mrs. Bighead calls the fucking
sexy. Oh, darling.
And you're like, Rocko? Miss Big Head? And they just hang up all awkward.
She always had a thing for him, though.
No, but it was just weird that, like, they insinuated that's a sex line.
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah.
To kids.
Well, give it to me, Rocko.
Like, I was...
They did a lot of that show.
11. I was, like, 11 when that show
you
was
could
on.
Not have been 11 because I was watching that.
Well, there's an episode where Rocko was, like...
When that first premiered, well, I was alive. And I don't think I was alive when you were 11.
What?
Yes, Eric, you were not born when dinosaurs ruled the earth. Well, I was there. Well, I had to fight them off.
They used to have a lot of cartoons that had some very adult themes. I have a flashlight with ghost
stories. No, I remember when Jason watched the Flintstones, he said, I remember those days.
Go.
Oh, so yeah, they used to have a lot of cartoons back that had a lot of hidden adult themes.
We got a phone call.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Is that real?
Yeah.
Who the fuck's calling?
I thought that was him with his phone.
Okay, I thought it was me, too.
All right, caller, you're on Ripped in Half.
Say hi to your daddy, kids.
Caller.
Hello, what's up? You're on Ripped in Half.
Somebody is shy.
Hello.
Okay, they hung up.
Did they?
Isn't that fantastic?
We got caller ID. Can we star 69 them?
And give their information away online?
Do you really want to do that?
You better not stand me up again.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was...
I bet it was your family.
Yeah, it was probably...
I bet your kid
got... Well, Alistair's staying the night over at Melissa's, family. So it was probably that.
Jesus Christ, dude. It's probably them.
No, like, you remember Eek the Cat?
That's not... Nope.
No?
I was going to say, it sounds familiar.
Did I ever eat a cat?
No, it was Eek the Cat.
No.
He was a fucking purple scared cat.
Never a cat.
Dated a giant, fat, pink cat who had a pet dog that was part shark that always tried to eat his ass.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It was a show called Eek the Cat.
It's all familiar... It's a really neurotic, but like there's a lot of cartoons with like a little like the one main character is like a really neurotic character.
Yeah.
So I may be confusing SpongeBob? That with Ah Real Monster with Ickis. So I don't know who you're talking about.
I love Ah Real Monster.
Which is also a good cartoon. Yeah.
Try and look up Eek the Cat real quick.
Try not.
Let's try not.
We don't really care.
Is it Eek the Cat?
Eek. E-E-K.
We won't have a comment on it. We won't care about it. Oh, look.
Oh, we got a phone call again.
You got it back.
Someone got brave.
Caller, you're on Ripped in Half.
Mute that shit.
Hang up.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I had a question since you guys were talking about sex.
Uh-huh.
My boyfriend will not have sex with me on my period, so advice meant to all the guys there, would they do it with the girl on their period?
Been there, done that.
Oh, yeah.
Ew. Just kidding.
Did we have this conversation before?
And I was there when you didn't have sex with that guy on your period, so that's not true. You didn't want to have sex.
Were we talking about the bar the other day?
What?
We were talking about this at the bar.
I know
today.
Who the caller is. So
yeah, like, I know.
I know who it is too, but we were talking about this at the bar the other
day. I think it was a joke, but I don't remember having that conversation.
What, have you guys had sex on a girl's period?
Yes.
We have. We know latex doesn't bleed.
I think this was last week. And yeah, it's a surprise. Though.
Throw a towel down.
Fucking and find out she's on her period. Not, or the period will start as I'm fucking. What the hell's in the background?
You might have to.
That's us. Yeah, yeah, the volume's up.
Yeah, we can hear ourselves.
God?
It's me, Margaret.
Do you really think God's going to call you to ask if you want to have sex?
He's got better things to do.
Period. On his period, yes.
He's got better things to do.
Exactly.
I think he calls to explain the period.
So, what happened?
Why, man, son, you don't know shit.
Why does he? Why doesn't a man bleed out his ass?
Yeah, okay.
I've never done that, so I wouldn't really have an answer.
Tell your boyfriend to suck it up and plug it in.
Lay it
plug
down.
It in, plug it in.
Is she even there? I hear us, but I don't hear her.
I think she's listening.
Call her.
You still there?
Maybe she's going to fuck him.
Bring beer.
Okay, I think she hung up. All right.
Good. I'm glad.
Do you want to call
Thanks,
back?
Thanks, M.
No.
No.
We know who that person is.
Yeah.
Solicitors. Ask for money.
Have you found Jesus?
That's what sucks.
I did. He's in L.A.
He's in jail. When everyone else who finds Jesus.
He's in L.A.
Everybody finds
that's
Jesus.
That's bad rehab.
I think more people find Jesus in
Jesus
prison.
Is in fucked up places, but that's Jesus. He has to be there because to help those people. I understand why Jesus is in jail. And
wait,
rehab.
Why Jesus? Why not God?
That's another question entirely, too, but still, you have a valid point.
You know, if all these guys in prison are finding Jesus, he must have a rap sheet that's really fucking long.
Jesus has a reason to be there. He's helping them.
I mean, you find Nemo, you find Waldo, you find...
And the last step is to find Jesus. You spend your whole life finding things.
Yeah, and yet we can never find Carmen Sandiego.
That's different.
Well, technically,
she found a time machine.
That's right.
You remember that?
And then went into space, yes.
Yeah, where in time is Carmen Sandiego? Remember that PBS show? That was fucking great.
Technically,
the same lady ran the fucking corporation, though.
Wasn't Jesus a criminal? He got crucified because he was a criminal, right?
Technically, he was.
Yeah, so
that's why still.
So if you find Jesus in prison, you know, he's there for a reason.
And, you know, he always hung out with prostitutes. Why do we vilify prostitutes in our country? In our society, why do we demonize them? Even Jesus hung out with them.
I think he hung out with a good one.
See, I see Jesus,
and you know what happened?
Jesus did not
she
walk
found
around.
Jesus and became a born-again virgin.
Jesus did not walk around
so he's
long,
okay.
In a long robe. He walked around in a long robe with, like, thorns on him, like, fucking pimped out shit. And then he walked around with a stick cane. With
so
his
he
fucking
was Buddhist.
Walking around. No, he was a pimp. Oh.
He was a pimp.
The thorn hat was actually a big long hat like that.
All the flashy colors got bleached.
Had a
by
big
the
old
sun.
Feather coming through.
Yeah. Purple.
It was all purple thorns with tiger stripes around it.
Yeah, he had a peacock feather coming out.
You get out on that street and get me my blessings, ho.
The Ten Commandments are the rules of the game.
Oh shit.
Ice tea with Moses.
You sit there and do a prayer. Father,
let me
guide my pimp hand as I slap down this unrighteous hoe.
Let me spread this water like I spread a bitch's legs.
Then Pac-Man came and everyone scattered.
Waka, waka, waka.
Cuckoo is for you. I see him as Moses.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. What?
I didn't hear you very well.
I didn't either. That's why I said what.
Oh. And Snoop, I want a confirmation of what I said was
and
funny.
And Snoop Dogg is John the Baptist, right?
Snoop Dogg is now Bob Marley, apparently. I don't know what the fuck happened there.
Snoop Lion.
This
yeah.
is like this is 2 weeks old information. I wanted to talk about it. It was so dumb. I didn't really care.
Snoop.
So he went to what, Jamaica for a weekend and decided to say, now I'm a fucking, I'm a Rastafarian and shit.
Yeah.
Rastafarian,
he was claiming that the lion name came from, some holy man, i.e. his dealer.
Lion King?
No, the name Lion. That's his new name, Snoop,
it's Snoop Lion. It's a concept for one album.
Fuck, where the
it's
fuck
gonna
am
be a
I
one
been?
Album concept. It's
so
bullshit.
Instead of the dog pound,
have
it's now the scratching
songs?
Post?
It sounds like shit. This will be just as bad as the album as the when he was on fucking
Linkin Park.
No, yeah, that,
no,
yeah,
that. No, that was Jay-Z, you dumbass.
I don't care. You just blurted it out. I far know he was in there and still terrible.
Linkin Park. What did
the Cash Money when he's on the Cash Money label?
I don't know.
Cash
that,
Money.
That fucking album sucked balls. Don't look it up. Listen to Cash Money Millionaire.
Yeah, please don't.
You listen to Cash Money Millionaire, Jason?
No, I bought that album. I remember buying that back when there was Blockbuster Music.
Oh, that's sad.
That's how old that was. Yeah. Remember when? Remember in this? Remember in San Bernardino where we live?
I picture
ways to
like
find someone. There used to be a Blockbuster on one side of the street,
you like Juvenile,
and there used to be a Blockbuster Music on the opposite side of the street, right across from each other.
Fuck, forget about that. And they had inter business wars. Wasn't there one on Baseline? I mean, by Sterling and Highland.
They were on Highland Avenue. Yeah,
yeah. That was a shoe place.
It's now a Nike store.
Yeah, it's just a shoe place. Now.
But you, they used to, Nikes. You used to be able to pull up, give them any CD you find in the store, and they'll either open it or they find it in there and they can play it for you, which was cool at the time. Now you can scan.
And then you ask them and they go take it.
But other stores didn't have that. Even after they closed, no stores had that ID.
Like, Virgin Records, you could do that.
Yeah, Virgin to do that. It was wild for first time I saw Virgin record store. But yeah. But they're done too.
Well, the only one was in Ontario Mills, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Probably one's in LA and Riverside. Right?
Now they fly airplanes.
And cell phones.
There's a Sam's, Sam Goody.
Oh, Sam.
There's still one in San Diego. Is that the one in San Diego?
There's Sam.
The one in downtown San Diego?
No, actually, in Ontario, that was a Sam Goody. Then it turned into a Virgin.
It was always a Virgin.
No, it was a Sam Goody before.
When it got Virgin, it got all, like, weird, though.
Virgins do get weird.
They do.
Especially when you're attached.
Especially when there's 70 of them.
I know. They don't give it up anymore. They don't give it up. It's a waste of time. That's all it really is.
That's why most of them get raped.
Right.
Wow.
So it's really not my fault, then. Because they're just being cunts.
It's all on how they dress. They're asking for it.
Yeah. Being reluctant with that shit. Plus, they're like one of the
they were just more forthcoming.
One of the only places still like besides Warehouse Music when it was still around.
Half of them are
charging $20 for a CD. Yeah.
Who pays,
Mr. Bean? Are you done?
Who pays for CDs?
Who pays for music these days?
Not Steve.
I still buy music and I still buy CDs because
you're a jackass.
I do it warranted. Like sometimes I still buy. I'll still download them. About if it's warranted, I'll still download it or buy it. Mostly buy it. Still, I like having them. These are my collections. These are my preciouses.
I like to get them in tapes.
I still have cassette tapes, too.
My precious.
A-track?
I was thinking about, I used to have an A-track. I saw them, like,
A-track just reminds me of Atari.
I saw records in 45s, but I don't have
it does,
that's
yeah.
That's what A-track reminds me of, an Atari
game. It looks like an Atari cartridge. Yeah.
It's like, I think that's what Atari got to their idea of making the cartridges.
Nah, it's so big. It's like, no, because old guitar cartridges were, like, really slim and shit. Remember those little thin ones? Ah, fuck you then. That's more like a 64 cartridge. Dude.
There was one system that cartridge was
You're
like their cartridge was a triangle. The cartridge came in the shape of a triangle.
Oh,
and you
yeah,
laid
the
it
Zelda
down
system.
Flat.
When the Zelda systems come out.
Yeah, huh?
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, I was,
the Triforce 380. I remember that.
No, I was actually watching this. I was on the Angry Video Game Nerd. And he was going through all these like old Atari and Pong consoles.
And the controller was a sword.
And yeah, they had one to where
I had a Pong console, but I don't remember that.
There were hundreds of fucking Pong consoles. But no, there was one console system that the cartridge.
Hundreds. I like how he said it like epic, like it was like
hundreds
millions
and thousands.
And thousands.
And millions.
He said.
Well, for one fucking game,
we were
hundreds
there was. Pong
as an epic
crazy.
Description of a system.
It was nuts. But, no, the cartridges were a fucking triangle that laid down flat. Weird.
So the chip's in the bottom part of it?
Yes.
Or you slip it in and
it was
lay
different.
It down.
I didn't accept
no,
it.
No, you pop it down like that, just straight flat.
That's cool.
And it was weird.
It seemed weird you have to take care of that side,
yeah.
Rather just have it one
the
side
little
where you slip it in
the
drop
only part
it.
Of cartridges is they were so fucking expensive because they were so hard to make.
I said one of the early consoles.
That's why 64 games cost so much, because they were so hard to make.
Yeah, but the thing with having a cartridge, you're not burning power or anything with the disk drive.
Yes, so that's what.
So having a cartridge would be, and plus stealing the fucking
but
or copying.
Well,
it
that and it's easier to scratch a disk game than it is a cartridge.
Yeah, I know. So damage, and then plus stealing the music.
I mean, the cartridge you didn't even have to put back in a fucking case.
Actually, put the graphics and everything in a cartridge nowadays, probably fuck. That thing would probably be like $100 a game.
Yeah, you have to probably put it in fucking SSD fucking drive. Yeah. That'd be fucking awesome, though. You can put a lot of information there. That's pretty good. And SSD drive, oh, fucking like that big, dude. I should do that. Actually, fuck that. No more CDs.
Yeah, whatever.
Either SSD drive or cloud.
Hey, speaking of whatever happened to the mini disc?
I still have a fucking packet of those. Want some?
Those fucking tiny little things?
I have them. Yeah,
I still have some,
the
too.
The mini MP3s.
No, they don't even fit in the fucking
tray. No, but remember,
No. The older computers actually had a little slot on the trays where they fit them on.
Yeah, they had a recessed slot.
It still won't fucking, like, work with it.
Yeah. No, but remember that, like, back in the day, they're saying that was, like, the wave of the future. That was the next CD.
Mini discs
was the mini discs. Yeah, they did. They did. Oh, they had a version of that for the game.
A version.
Went the PS1 do that?
No.
No.
What about the deep
GameCube?
No, GameCube were small.
Oh, no. You're thinking of the PSP.
They still make
with the UMDs.
No, they don't do that. The new PSPs actually are a cartridge. The PSP Vita, it's a cartridge.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, in the movies, they quit making for the PSP anyways.
Yeah, actually, I don't know why that. Because actually, that's smarter because it does save. That's why the Nintendo lasts.
Because the thing has to be constantly spinning.
That's why the Nintendo DS lasts a lot.
Power running to that stupid shit.
Fucking dumb.
Plus the laser. Yeah, the laser that's going off at the same time.
Motor moving laser, around, reading. Plus reading it information. No, just straight direct.
Thank you, Bill Nye,
the science guy.
I follow him on Twitter.
The jackass. Really?
Dude, I used to love watching Bill Nye.
Bill Nye was awesome.
Yeah.
He's not dead?
No, he's just really old.
He's not even that old.
He looks it.
He's fairly young. He's probably like that was
fair. He's a fair
year young.
He was actually in
probably
the news
his 30s. He's probably like 45 now.
For
he's in his
jacking
50s.
Off or something?
Even there, he's not old.
No. He was in the news because he was talking to some woman about the fires up in, where is it? South. Where's South Park at?
South Colorado.
Yeah. All the fires over in Colorado, and the woman was giving him shit because he's like supposed science guy who likes to tell lies on his show.
He's supposed rapist.
And so she was giving him shit like that, and he was like,
whoa. Is that fire science related? That lightning strike?
And what lies he spout on his show?
I know.
He didn't say anything on the show. He was on the... her show
that Jesus exists.
All he was saying was like, you know, the fires are caused because over time, all the dust and all the raw, like, you know, I don't know what you would call it.
I don't know. That's why I'm listening to you.
Yeah, exactly. This is like I know the what. No, that's why I stopped the tube.
All the dry grass and all that shit kind of gathers and it'll create some kind of dust that'll eventually ignite and cause a giant fire.
So basically, yeah, she's saying. Basically,
like what happens here.
Basically, she wants to blame it on arsonist, and he's saying there's a different cause for the fire.
Yeah, she's saying like, well, global warming, and he's like, well, over time, you know, this
global
shit
warming had nothing to do with the fire.
Over time, this
fuck
will
you
gather.
Didn't.
This will gather.
Jason, tell him. Global warming. Let's get this conversation again.
Yes. Well, no, I don't want to do that. We've done that many
We're
times.
We're not going to do that. But
the
saying,
last time we talked about global
saying,
warming,
it's not
Steve
global
fucking,
warming that caused
Steve
a
nearly
fire.
Flipped the table and ran off in a rampage.
That's right. Actually Jason who threw his big fit.
No, he got really mad.
I did not believe in global warming. You got pissed.
No, because I tried to edit that episode. He's right. I got mad at him.
No, he was the one that fucking got pissed off, said fucking
we're
done and ran inside. We were both drunk.
That wasn't that episode.
We did get really mad at
each other.
No, we did get mad, you were the worst. You got so mad that I did not believe in global warming, man-made global warming.
No, that was a that no.
That was
hold
the
on.
Party. Remember,
that
it was
no,
the party
no,
at the
no,
house.
No,
we
no,
were doing it in front
no,
of the
no. That
the
was
just,
that was episode you two did by yourselves.
It was
okay.
You were there.
The one I'm talking about. Steve fucking rampaged. Turned off the show. Shut the laptop and fucking went inside.
See, that happens so often. That could have been any show. Back
no,
in the early
days.
That
was something that in reference any, to
was,
you, because
no.
I was fed up with you.
Oh, no, you were mad. Oh, no, first we were talking about global warming, and then we were talking about your old jobs, and me and Jason didn't give a shit about,
that's
and you got mad.
That's Red Bull commercial.
I know.
Hold on. It's a commercial before.
Right, but yeah.
Let's see what this is.
A lot of shows ended in a rampage of somebody.
Why does he keep fucking dressing like fucking Doctor Who?
Because that's how people know him.
Let's talk about the political political aspect of this, because if you Google your name, Bill Nye, you're the kooky guy who doesn't
it
know
it comes
what
next to
about.
Science guy.
I mean, you're not a climatologist. You
know what he's talking about?
You want to defend yourself?
Yeah, if you didn't hear her, she said that he's a kooky guy that doesn't know what he's talking about. So he's not a climatologist, so he doesn't know shit about what's going on.
He's a scientist.
So she's
yeah, he is a scientist who so had a show.
He has a general knowledge of everything.
Exactly. So she's saying she's trying to put him down because I guess she's...
Actually, what is he a scientist specifically of, though? Just everything or...
General.
General, yeah.
Well, then he has no like specific information there. He can't really declare anything on this specific particular subject.
But he,
has a good idea of it.
Yeah,
and
so
he has good input. But that's not his main focus of study. There's a lot of things he probably doesn't know.
But if he puts his time into it, I'm sure he'll... It's not like he's going to come up with a lie and just tell people.
Yeah, but why would they put him on this show to criticize him?
I don't know. That's
that would be my face expression he had right before you paused it the first time.
I'm really interested in this
Yeah,
now.
He looks like this bitch. All right, so here you go.
Sure. I can read graphs. And there's a couple things you can't really dispute. 16 of the last 17 years... have been the hottest years on record. That's just how it is. Now, I appreciate that we want to show two sides of the story. This is a tradition in journalism.
Okay, it's only 2 minutes
back quite a ways, I guess.
You'll get over it.
But the two sides aren't equal here.
Isn't a bow tie?
You have tens of thousands
I love that bow tie.
Of scientists who are very concerned, and you have a few people who are
I
in
want
the business
underwear, just
of
like it.
Equating or... drawing attention to the idea that uncertainty is the same
as doubt.
I remember
they had him on there for cloning when they first made
when
that
fucking
cheap.
When you have a plus or minus percentage, that's not the same
really?
As
yeah.
not believing
as
the whole thing at all.
For cloning.
And
like,
by the way,
I was like fucking like a little kid, like, oh, that's on TV. Like a different show.
Nice streaming.
On a real channel. I was like, no, you're talking. I'm just talking. It's fine. I don't want to ruin your
mind. Shut the
we
fuck
have record
up,
high
Jason.
Temperatures. We have enormous fires in Colorado. We had tornadoes in Michigan. In Brooklyn, we had a 30-degree temperature drop in Maryland and Virginia this weekend.
In Virginia?
In just in a half hour.
Well, let me
these
ask you this. Let me ask you this, because out west,
models.
There are experts who say part of the problem with these wildfires is that it's mismanagement of our forests. There hasn't been forests cleared of brush, for example, and that's why these wildfires have really spread so quickly, not necessarily because of the heat.
What?
No, I gotta
that's
disagree.
A ridiculous
it is
there's no
because of the heat, ultimately. Just 2 years ago, it was wet
okay.
in Colorado.
Hold on, pause it.
You want it?
Pause it.
A problem
it
fixed
is
by people for and people to fix
okay,
it
okay, okay. What she said is okay. All that stuff may be true, but there still has something that causes the fire, which is fucking heat.
I know what she's talking about with that.
Okay, but what is? She's
you're
still,
the forestry expert.
But she's still,
yeah, that's why
but
I know what she's talking
still,
about.
She's
put on
still,
your little bow tie.
She still didn't
me
mention any cause of the fire, though.
No, what
you think the mismatch? Like
she is a dumbass.
She's basically saying you're not doing your job, Steve.
No, yeah, I
she
know.
Is saying that
no,
to you.
She
directly.
Is. She is a full-on dumbass because she's not pointing out. What is? It? I just had it. Oh yeah, the fact that it's not the mismanagement that's causing the fires. It's that. That's what's making them so bad to where they go absolutely wild. The thing is about it where it's mismanagement and the forest has come in.
I like that style.
Yeah, exactly. like in Big Bear alone, they've been suppressing wildfires up there for over 100 years. The problem with that now is that instead of having 100 trees per acre, we have 1,000 trees per acre, which... is bad and overpopulated. You have all these big trees that are dying.
Everyone go hunt down the trees.
What a big problem in this world, overpopulation of trees.
We need
no,
we,
in the
damn
no,
this oxygen
no,
they give
we need open season
no,
for trees. That's
stop
what we
need. Reproducing your goddamn trees.
No,
we
in the
we
forest,
need a hunting season for trees.
No, in
they're
the forest,
like fucking Mexicans. They just fucking
yeah.
breed everywhere and take up all kinds of space.
No, in the forest it is bad because what's happening is you have like these you know really tall trees, really old
Catholic
trees.
Beliefs.
Yeah, really tall trees, really old trees that you know, produce seeds and offspring and all that.
Like tall Mexicans.
Yeah, they're drying up and
that's
dying.
That's unheard of, actually. That's funny.
They're drying up and dying because you have all these other smaller trees that are growing up around them that, since their roots are able to get more water
the
faster,
is,
they're sucking up the water for the older trees.
The
now, hold on. The problem is you get what's called the ladder effect, where the smaller trees will catch on fire and... they'll
it's not a real bench.
Depending on how high they are, they can reach the limbs of the other taller trees.
Pretty
and
sturdy.
Once you get a top fire, there's no control of that at all. There's nothing. And that shit will just go wild, and all you can do is just sit there and watch, and hopefully the helicopter's taking care of it. That's all you can do for those. So, yeah, mismanagement of the forest has caused wildfires to be way worse than they should be. But you can't stop a wildfire. It's going to happen no matter what.
I believe. Okay.
And wildfires are healthy for the forest.
Yeah, I understand that.
So, but she has a point, but no, she's a dumbass on the execution.
And forests exist.
They burnt. Yeah, they burnt.
But the same problems thing existed? Is there actually...
Not as bad.
That's a hard thing to explain because there was no people to watch this.
No, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there was nobody to watch this.
Our show? Yeah. So that's very true.
The point of this...
We are killing people as we're talking about this.
I'll make it brief. Some of the older, taller trees, as they get bigger, lose their lower branches. So when a fire does come by, they may scorch the bottom trunk, but it doesn't get the branches and kill them. Other trees come along, though, that are smaller, and they're able to cause fire to climb up and get to the taller branches and fuck it up. And that's what happens when you suppress a fire for over 100 years instead of just letting it happen.
So, Roach, how you feel?
But I guess the thing is, like, if there was the whole world was only covered in forest, or most of it,
it's going to happen here and there.
Kind of humid. That would be hard to fucking start a fire.
And that's when giant lizards roam the earth.
And then, you know what's really hard?
What?
When you're fucking driving a car with your feet.
Oh, yeah.
And there's forest in the way.
You know what's even worse is when you're driving a car with your feet and you have to put on emergency brakes.
What do you think a perfect... I don't get cut off.
Well,
you can continue your line of thought.
You could tease it till when we come up commercial.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's why I stopped.
No.
Now they're thinking. They're like, what's this guy going to say?
Not really. Now they're
you have a record of being very uneventful of what you're about to say. I believe by the time you come to commercial, you're not going to remember what the fuck you were going to say.
Man. Pretty much.
Ripping half on the Wedge Radio Network.
Maybe. Yeah.
The way radio should have been, the Wedge Radio Network.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not. If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste. It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have. I'm part of the 99% that f***ed your mom. There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice. So how about one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for T-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
What is the Wedge Radio Show, you ask? Oh, you didn't ask? Well, the Wedge Radio Show is basically the radio show that is completely honest. It's the show that tells you how it is and cuts the crap out of our daily lives. It's the show that shows what life really is. The one-shot crapshoot. Just by going to WedgeRadio.net, you are ensuring a better life for yourself. And if you think I'm being a little overdramatic, well, yeah, kind of.
Eden Fantasy has over 900 exotic toys for your pleasure. From vibrators to love rings to masturbators, they have everything. Toys for him, her, and everything in between. Come find your fantasy at Eden Fantasies. Just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com or WedgeRadio.net and click on the link. Make every night better than the last.
The Wedge Radio Network is not just a place of intellectual thought. It's a place to unleash the demons of what we're all thinking of on the inside, to help de-pussify the world, and to show that political correctness is just plain idiotic. Go to the website, WedgeRadioNetwork.com, for show information and show times. The Wedge Radio Network. This is how radio should have been.
What you doing, peeps? How y'all doing? It's LJ Brown, and you know, I got a new little radio show out, the I'm Just Saying Show with LJ Brown and friends, and it's doing big things. We're laughing, we're joking, we drinking, we kicking it. This is what you do at home. So why don't you come on over and listen? It's on the Wedge Radio Network. you need to check it out on Thursday nights, 12 midnight, on the WedgeRadioNetwork.com. It's off the chain.
You're listening to the Wedge Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, I'm Steve.
Hey, I'm Jason.
And I'm Eric.
And we're from Ripped in Half, the new show on the Wedge Radio Network. Listen to us every Saturday and Tuesday as we bring you darky comedy and political incorrectness.
Oh, with darky comedy?
You can hear Ripped in Half every Tuesday night at midnight here on the Wedge Radio Network, WedgeRadioNetwork.com.
And now alien time with me. I'm Bill Burnham. He's actually a funny comedian. Anyways, welcome back, Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network. Jason's taking his hour-long piss, and Eric's typing on his phone.
He's just playing with it.
Yeah. He borrowed a little something there from Roach.
I was looking up that world's biggest rattlesnake, and then you said that alien. What world's biggest alien?
Yeah. All right. As I was telling you guys, Roach, if you can look this up, find the pictures for it.
We told you not to.
Bring it back when you come back. We're gonna talk about. We'll bring it to
you. And you guys were right. I forgot what I was gonna say right before the
conversation. We figured that. You forgot. Find the right link for that, or at least a decent link for that.
For what?
Oh, the one I was going to say, and then we'll go to them.
Yeah, world's biggest rattlesnake found in Arizona.
Until then, oh, find that. Also, play the other video. Oh, you can't do both at once.
I can do that.
Yeah, both monitors. I figured you could do two more things and link them together.
Okay, so number one, right here?
You have to Google the snake thing, though, to bring up the
pictures.
Go to the
second one. I think it's the second one now. Crooked butthole tattoo.
Can I give you another awesome reaction?
What?
I just heard reaction.
This girl, she got a tattoo on her butthole.
See that?
Wow.
I don't see
it. And the way Wedge thing would do it, well, you can't see.
It's stupid.
It's YouTube. Okay.
So good. And there's nothing, like,
she's getting on her fucking ass right now.
On her asshole.
She's getting woodcock tattooed on her ass.
Woodcock?
I had a friend of mine pretend she was my mom so I can get the fairy on my back.
I swear I've seen this chick at the fucking bell.
With broken wings.
She's able to sit there and have a great conversation. No sign of pain or nothing. She's getting her asshole tattooed. That seems like it'd be
that
kind of...
That bitch is 22.
Fascinated.
She looks a lot older than that.
Oh, man.
She tore her from the floor up. And you seem like... A tattoo on the asshole seems like it'd be a sensitive spot.
Okay, I have a question.
Not to mention...
I
have tattoos, and you know I know how they are when they're done, and they heal, and the swelling is that... It seems like any time she has to shit, that'd be very painful.
I know.
Especially the wiping.
At least for the first couple days, having to take a shit be a problem.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everyone's all sensitive when they have a tattoo in the arm. And, like, you know, like, just don't touch it. Keep it fucking, you know,
Neosporned
up.
She looks like she's a little messed up while she's doing this.
She probably is.
Yeah.
Oh, no. In the interview, she actually...
Black electrical
they have an interview
tape
with
over
her.
Apples.
She had about, like, 12 shots of Jaeger in her.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's one of those... She wakes up the next morning and says, what the fuck was I doing?
This is a tattoo expo in Florida. The 12th annual.
Is that a tattoo? Well, it wasn't the butthole.
I mean, 17th
annual South Florida tattoo expo.
Second anal tattoo I've ever seen.
What? You know how to read, Jason?
Not my own writing.
What is
this? I had too much rum.
That is the Jason.
I think it's Rockwood. I think she has Rockwood on her fucking thing.
Rockwood? What the hell
is
it?
Is that on her asshole?
It's her like an ex-boyfriend's name on it.
Why the fuck? Oh, it's stupid.
Oh, so that way she's like shitting on his name every time she goes to the bathroom?
I guess so.
Oh, doesn't she have
her name
problems?
Is just a brown smear.
No, wait, you don't know it. It's daddy's name.
He's a piece of shit.
Beforehand. Like, I had two guys' names on it.
You think that'll be a trend in tattoos?
Oh, that's gonna be a big trend. With the name on it. I don't see an asshole tattoo being a trend.
Yeah.
Could you imagine what you could put on your asshole?
That'd be cool in a tramp stamp, though. If you cheat a chick, you get kind of turned on. You're banging chick either in the ass or in her pussy, and you see a fucking tattoo on there. Like, yeah. This chick goes down for anything.
Yeah, but
this chick is down for a lot of shit.
Only the asshole says if you're bored.
Yeah, it depends on what's
while you're waiting.
What's on there?
I don't know. I think
more than just an exit.
I have to admit, if I was fucking a chick who had a tattoo on her asshole, I would
instantly go on her asshole.
No, I would honestly just stop and say, "What the? For a brief moment.
What if it said? What if it said Fudge Factory?
That would be actually funny.
Oh, check out the star asshole.
The star? What? Holy shit!
She's got a pretty nice pussy.
Yeah, it's a horrible star though.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a tattoo with a star on it. Here's a... Oh, that's a belly button.
Looks like an asshole.
Yeah.
I've seen that belly button before, which are ridiculous ideas, but... That ain't a bad star. It's a clean star. And it has little dots there that represent where she's shaved and all the fucking pop marks come on there.
Make it bigger and everyone walk out of the room.
I used to get these tattoo magazines, and they had a picture of one chick. She had her whole pussy tattooed like a three-eyed demon. And the mouth of the demon was her pussy.
I see one with that big dick going in there and a tattooed asshole. Yeah, right there. I just want to see it.
You just want to see a chick getting fucked.
Yeah.
By a crooked ass dick.
You don't even know what it says.
That looks reality. That looks disgusting.
I'll steal. No, I just want to know where I'll steal that from later. When I look up passwords.
It looked like the Godsmack. Holy shit!
Whoa, put it back.
Good.
Yeah. That's what you call a chocolate starfish.
What is that? Put it. I didn't see it. What the?
God damn it!
Like, why are you doing that?
Click it. Yeah, click the picture.
Yeah, there's a chocolate starfish for you.
That's horrible.
Wow. Yeah, it wraps around over the pussy.
That's actually a nice tattoo, though.
That's a nice tattoo.
Those are good colors.
If you're fucking a girl, can you look at that?
I can fuck a starfish.
Do you see
you
where
know
the
what?
Pussy is?
It's got to be hot and sweaty.
Roach,
so
all you have to do is turn off the lights. You don't have to look at it.
No, it has to be a hot and sweaty night. You fuck her. Just that the suction and like that feeling that's like all
a late night in TJ.
That's the pussy right there.
One night in Bangkok.
That's pretty out there.
Yeah, that is.
I don't even know what the fuck to say.
Although I have to say,
wait a minute, the vagina's there, asshole's there.
Yeah,
that's a weird looking asshole.
It's a really compact fucking
spot
right there.
That's a long asshole.
You know, I have to say to me that
they should have made a Patrick star.
The starfish looks more like a second grade art project.
Like from the 90s.
Yeah.
Right. Remember those like Nickelodeon people always have? They're all orange and like that's weird colors on them and they all flared out. It looks like that. Oh man, those are fucking awful. Nice. I wanted to see it. Thought it would go a little better.
And this has been the asshole section of Britain Half.
Right, yeah. Well, here's back to the
future.
Let's go back to what fucking Steve was saying
the
about the giant snake.
Oh, okay.
That would go on a chick's asshole.
Yeah. No, apparently last weekend they found...
Did you bone that chick or got the asshole tattoo?
I put the giant snake in her.
Depends on how fucked up I am. I don't know, maybe.
She's already fucked up.
I know,
she's down. She's obviously down.
Yeah, obviously.
She's already fucked up, so I'm pretty sure she sees you as attractive.
I don't know. If she's able to sit there and get an asshole tattoo and have a regular conversation at the same time, I think it'd be like...
seems like I can't play the bitch
you know
like
what's
that.
Really funny? Her... What appears to be a lack
like
of tattoos.
It'd be like the Paris Hilton porn where she's
texting while
getting fucked.
She had very little tattoos for how down she was for a tattoo.
Yeah.
Like, she talks about she has, like, their first one, she was, like, 16 or whatever. And she got, like, a butterfly thing in her back. It's all fucked up butterfly. The purpose was a purposely fucked up butterfly.
That was not it.
And a couple tattoos. And, like, go straight from there to, like, it's extreme from point A to point B.
That's not it, Roach.
That's not it.
Right. No, not a python. Cool. It's a diamondback rattlesnake.
It's a rattler.
And diamondback rattlesnake found in Arizona.
Which would make great boots.
Anyways, last weekend in Arizona, they caught...
They can make a whole suit. What are you talking?
They caught the largest diamondback rattlesnake ever on record.
Tell me that joke.
15 feet long. 170 pounds.
Is that big?
Yeah. It's fucking crazy looking. There's a picture for it right there. How fucking long that thing is.
Let me put on my spectacles.
They found it in a brand new track of KB Holmes.
They threw it on a light pole because that's a drug spot.
Yeah. apparently they're saying that one bite from the snake has enough venom to kill 40 full grown men.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's...
I'm glad it's a tiny head if I can punch it.
No, the fangs, those fangs right there that you're looking at, are
it's
the...
It's as big as a knife that fucking rope carries with them.
Yeah, they're the equivalent of being stabbed by a thin 6-inch screwdriver. This thing was big enough to eat,
No, you can see cats, the fangs dogs, right there. It's not that exaggerated at all.
No, yeah, it's not exaggerated. That blade alone is like 6 inches.
Well, those fangs are like a third of that. So that negates the whole fucking
thing. No, those aren't fully extended. That's how wide the mouth is.
They have the knife over the fangs and kind of probably pushed in.
So the fangs are about, what, 3 inches?
No, it's probably like an inch and a half.
They're bigger than that.
My penis.
Inch and a half is your regular snake.
That's an inch.
Your
king's inch right there. Your part of your thumb, where it bends right here.
No, it's two fingers.
Yeah, those teeth are larger than that.
2 fingers, inch.
No, you go by king's vertebrae. That's why we have inches. Right here, that's an inch. And then so inch and a half right there. That's pretty long anyways. No, it's not bad. It's pretty fucking long. You don't want that shit in your skin. I'm not denying that. It's not fucking a lot if you got bit by this shit.
Oh,
I'm just saying, yeah. It's not as long as you're saying.
I'd survive it.
No. That's what they're saying on the measurements. That's what they said. Also, they're saying that
like your
average rattlesnake has an accurate striking distance of like 2.5-3 feet.
Because they'll launch it. They fucking spring that shit.
That's right. I heard this one's accurate striking distance is 5.5 to 6 feet.
I heard that Chuck. I heard that snake bit Chuck Norris.
If it hits you dead on, that's fine. It has to curl its body and launch it if it wants to bite you.
Yeah, but they're extremely fast.
It's a good chance of missing.
No, that's what I said. Body to control. That's why I said accurate striking distance is 5.5 to 6 feet.
That's a long ass cobra.
They're also stating that this snake is pretty much.
I hate it with a golf
this
club.
Snake was born during the Reagan administration. That's how old this thing is.
Well, yeah,
why not let it live?
How old it is before?
No, they didn't the kill rattlers. It.
Where'd they put it? Museum?
I'm guessing they're going to put it in something like that. They didn't kill it.
Yeah, you can tell how old a snake
it's
is.
Gonna
because,
be like
a rattlesnake is a rattle.
It's going to be in a tourist trap on the
yeah, but you look at it. That looks like the average fucking size of a python or a boa you'd see some guy carrying to a park. That is a deadly diamondback rattlesnake. That thing is fucking huge.
I'd kick its ass.
How long
look
is
at the
rattle?
Size of its body compared to the sheriff's
how
fucking leg.
How long is
leg.
That rattle? Do they have a picture of that?
They
picture
don't.
Of the rattle?
They don't have a picture of the rattle.
What is
off.
It, a baby?
You know. But that thing is massive.
I imagine with that shit being that big, it probably is as big as a baby.
No, but look at that. For a rattlesnake, that thing is fucking massive.
That's a reptile. They go fucking huge.
I know.
Alligators are fucking like...
And that thing was found in a fucking brand new home.
No, it's not. It's an old area where there's no homes have been built yet.
No, that's what I'm saying. They just built these brand new fucking track homes.
Before the Reagan administration.
I know, but I'm saying they just built all these brand new track homes. That's where they found this thing.
So that means the problem is humans invading this thing. This thing lived fine.
Obviously, yeah.
But probably killed a child or two.
I bet you that Freya.
Yeah, that thing is still fucking huge.
I bet you that Freya broke nice.
That's crazy, I think.
It was helping people. Probably a coyote would have killed people long ago before that.
I bet you it tastes delicious.
Probably.
What did you say? A coyote would kill people a long time ago?
A coyote that would have killed people.
That thing's big enough to fucking eat them.
This one probably
yeah.
Are you saying a coyote's going to kill people?
Why not? Dingoes do.
Yeah.
Dingoes eat babies. So
hey, that's a real story, man.
I know that.
Well, you trust coyotes?
Have you ever been around coyote? Have you come across a coyote and it had the mean to attack you?
Attack me?
I've never come across an aggressive coyote in my life.
Probably because you look like one.
Either one or a pack.
Huh?
A pack would attack you.
A pack.
No, he is a coyote. For $150, he'll take you.
You know how
Mexico.
Rare it is. You know how rare it is. You know how rare it is to see actually a pack of coyotes.
Well, because they keep killing, or they just become regular dogs.
No, they come down to kill your fucking animals, but if they see you, they fucking run.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't run.
They're not going to kill a fucking human. Oh, bullshit,
no, they're
man.
They're going to attack something. That's probably trial and error.
We've hunted coyotes their whole life, and
that's probably
a trial
and error
come
experience.
Oh, no. They may not come after
you. I seen a coyote the size of a fucking German Shepherd. No, they ran. That motherfucker ran. Especially after we shot at it.
Because you had the.
Well, yeah, you shot at it.
Because
my.
Big Terra has the boomstick.
My second week on the job.
Actually, doesn't taste too bad either.
My second week on the job outside of our.
It's a dog.
Outside of the fence line.
It's like eating a dog.
No, outside of the fence line.
Myself for the worst.
There's a fucking coyote just trotting around. Everybody pointed at it, making noise. It didn't react, nothing. Just kept on walking. Didn't run or nothing.
Like I said, they're not aggressive creatures unless you make them.
They can be, but...
There's no reports of a coyote killing a human being. Maybe if it's a fucking baby left outside in the fucking, no, yeah, eat my baby.
No, it gets raised by coyotes and it becomes like a girl. It's like Jungle Book, right?
It gets raised by coyotes and the vengeance is if it go up to the Roadrunner.
And eventually signs a deal with DC Comics and becomes Animal Man.
No, it's Kevin Costner. He fights Buck and Buffalo. He warns the Indians for the Tatanka's coming.
Tatanka's are coming.
Finds only a white woman that's an Indian community. It's made with her.
God, Jason, you're old.
That's how racist he is.
That's anyone.
Yeah, it's still a pretty decent movie.
It's a very long movie.
Oh, God, is it ever.
And then the remake with that one with Tom Cruise where he becomes a fucking, like, the samurai warrior. Same movie.
The Last Samurai?
Yeah, it's the same movie. It's the exact same movie.
You know, they have another movie it coming out.
Instead of being Indians, he's always samurais. It's the same story.
No, they have another movie coming out that's a similar premise. I forgot what it's called, but yeah. I heard about it. I was like, Last Samurai.
Keep going. Is that what you got?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I hate you guys' little short little quips for these things. Because I think about fuck something.
Up, Roach is still in awe just looking at the snake.
Beautiful. It's like that'll
deadly.
That'll fit nicely.
Can my
fleshlight
fit in that?
I bet that thing could deep throat.
But I think one bite from that can kill 40 grown men.
That's a big ass fang, dude.
Yeah, it is.
That's really a theory. Is.
I don't think that'll happen.
It's fake.
It's fake.
Photoshop.
Totally.
Fake and gay.
Yeah.
Phony!
Is that what you tell everybody? Fake and gay. You're fake and gay. Get away from me.
Fake and gay. It's like fucking like listening to a fucking...
Alright.
You know, you guys don't sit there in silence. I have three people here. And you guys sit and look at me like, oh, what do we do next?
He's
like
on his phone,
children.
Man. He's on his goddamn
like,
phone.
Children are supposed to be seen but not heard. That's what I love about you guys. It's fucking funny. It's like, what are we talking about next? What are we talking about next, Mr. J? What is it here to fucking
guide us? Which way do we go?
Is that what he does?
I wish my brother George was here.
No.
That was fucking great.
Gorsh.
You're fucking me up because I don't know how to spell
it. Obviously, you hand the paper to Roach and he can't fucking read your spelling.
That's why I had
you put damn
that's
and
why
he
I
types
over
the silent.
Mic and figure out.
I thought it said asylum. Is it my problem?
Yeah, I'm going to compare that when I see fucking Mr. Wedge, because that's going to go in your review.
That's fucked up. He probably adapted to your writing. I don't know.
I never had him write anything. I'd tell him.
Oh, well, what the fuck? You don't tell me. So you just like, here, put this in. Okay.
He doesn't trust you to listen.
I was trying to make it like cool and calm.
And collected.
All
right. I don't know.
Oh shit! This thing is a piece of shit. Will that go in there? Is that on that?
What?
Okay, write this.
I'm watching. No, I do.
I can see this. See that right there?
I can see
write
it.
Write that in there right now,
Jason. It's on our screen.
I don't care. Have him do it.
Oh, okay.
Be fine.
Speaking of movies, hey, what did you think of the first Silent Hill?
Yeah, I was good. It was. I can't. No one hear me. I'm not a real mic.
You're picking up.
That'd be good.
I loved it.
You liked it?
Have you seen
the trailers for the new one?
See, what was wrong with the first one? They didn't make one instantly.
Due to the fact that it's video game, it's hard to get studios
it's
to do
hard
it.
To make, no, it's hard to make, you know, adaptations. Like, obviously people have problems with it then.
No, you know, okay, the biggest,
was,
you know, the biggest
they
complaint
make
about the film?
Spitting at Resident Evil movies.
No, the big, yeah, reason, oh, okay, honestly.
It wasn't a bad movie.
The biggest complaint about the film was people didn't understand the ending.
They understand it because they don't understand
the game. No,
game,
it was the ending they didn't get.
The game, it doesn't make sense anyways. Like, you have five different endings for the game.
Yeah, I know.
Why well, the game was different from did. The actual film?
Well, they, they actually stuck pretty close, you know, fairly decent. The new one, though.
What was the happy ending for the game? You won?
The happy ending is that your daughter pretty much gets reborn again as a new baby.
Well, I've been dead and I had aliens come.
No, the happy ending is that
all over your face.
The girl that your daughter was a split personality of produces a new version, a new baby, and so you and Sybil escape and take the baby through a portal she creates, all while Silent Hill falls apart and burns. And so after that, the new intro for the game, instead of showing Harry and his wife with the baby, it shows Harry and Sybil, the cop, with the baby.
Oh, I was thinking Sybil Shepherd.
Yeah, it is. Sybil Shepherd, yeah. The cop.
I love that show.
Yeah. Anyways, the new movie looks fucking awesome, and it's being done in 3D, which I do want to watch in 3D.
Does that capture you in movies now?
Not all the time, but one of the things in the first film that I was just awe-inspired with is, well, the way they did the whole melting world graphics. They did a great job.
And find this for him.
Yeah, they did a great job, and I, you know, to me, I was like,
we'll do that,
seeing that effects in 3D show would be really cool.
We'll do this. Watch this trailer and end the show.
Okay, so let's see.
Seven Psychopaths. Find one. Pick one.
So we're gonna watch Seven Psychopaths and then Silent Hill. Okay. What is it, Seven Psychopaths? It sounds familiar, but
yeah, it's a reboot.
A reboot, really?
No, it's not.
I was about to say, what? Eight heads in a duffel bag?
Pay attention.
Kind of hard. I can't hear it.
Actually, it doesn't sound like it's. Maybe I'm the wrong.
What is this?
It's your dog.
Oh my god.
It's for a walk.
I have to pay you.
It's that's the cast. It's incredible.
And how's everything in the dog kidnapping business?
Get a new dog.
Where were you walking him, Charisse?
I always loved Bonnie like he was my own child.
One, I do not want that image in my head. Two, go get my dog back.
I love what he wrote.
Hey, what the hell happened?
Some punks jumped us.
Who are you?
Said they were looking for a little shih tzu. Then some other punk killed those punks. It's their blood. It's his puke.
You want to go to the bathroom? Clean some of the blood and the puke off you?
He's got Christopher Walken. Already has me sold. I love him.
Are you serious?
Almost every actor has me sold on his movies.
What are we going to do?
We could take on all the bad guys. Maybe in the desert.
What do you think we should do in real life?
You know, they say take on all the bad guys. Technically, they're the bad guys, too.
Oh, buffering.
Get you back to your daddy in a day or two. Don't be sad.
Pa. Pa. No, Pa. That's okay, too.
I gotta pull myself together, I know. But my dog's gonna end up killed.
You're not pulling yourself together, are you?
This guy is fucking. Every actor in this movie is fucking makes me want to watch
back.
It.
Give it back.
Oh, yeah.
You don't just give back and kidnap your dog. Defeats the entire object of the kidnapping.
Put your hands up.
This is good.
No, but I've got a gun. I don't care. This is my game. Too bad.
Are you pissed at me for something?
That's a great line.
I'm pissed at you, Marty.
Because you're a Billy.
You waiting for somebody, old guy?
No.
Okay, you seem normal. Come on in. We gotta get this dog off the street because it's kidnapped from a maniac.
Dandy.
I like it. It's got layers.
Yeah. Life for an
Seven psychopaths.
No, it doesn't. There'll be one guy left with one eye. How's the last blind guy gonna take out the eye of the last guy left?
That makes perfect sense. I like that.
Yeah, from what I gather, it's like a couple guys that just fucking steal dogs for cash.
Yeah.
And it's like they do it for the reward money, but then they steal the wrong dog. And it's like hilarious fucking, you know, shenanigans after that. But I think it, not in a shitty way, because like these guys are fucking great actors. Every person I've seen in this fucking trailer are great actors, and they're funny in this fucking trailer.
Put this on full screen, will you?
Yeah, no problem.
And that was Seven Psychopaths.
Now we got Silent Hill Revelation 3D.
This is the movie
3D.
Theater hour. This is the movie trailer hour at the last part of the show.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
This is the movie trailer part.
There's the town. Where you can download Facebook games in the bottom screen.
Yeah. This one, where the first movie is based off number one, this one's based off number three.
The toilet one?
Yeah.
I gotta go. I'm gonna be late for the first
really?
Day of school.
Oh, no, I'm worried.
Don't worry.
With all the monsters being from number two.
The apartment guy?
No, it's number four.
Oh.
This is the fifth school I've been to.
It was the toilet one, right? What was that one?
Probably the one.
The just chick where she didn't go in the toilet and it fucked up. It was a fail.
No.
If you can get her to fucking pull all that shit out of the toilet. Remember that scene though. Remember that was part of the game.
You all right?
It is that one with the girl.
The number three, yeah.
Where she couldn't fuck. She didn't. You had that. She had to grab something out of the toilet, and she just fucking denied it.
I think there's someone following.
There was a way to get it to do it.
I don't recall that, but okay.
Thanks for walking me back.
Yeah, it was the the blonde girl. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, she didn't.
From number three, yeah.
That bitch didn't fucking go in the toilet, and it pissed me off.
That symbol.
She went on the floor.
This is it.
Do you know what that is?
So I cut her head off and her limbs off and I fucked her and I dumped it. I put her in a dumpster.
See, just for that melting effect, I think it would be badass to see in 3D.
Buffering!
No, he paused.
Jackass.
That's a professional.
I hope they don't make a
This is going in your review, Mr.
Where is my father?
The darkness is coming. It's safer to be inside.
The siren is eerie.
Run!
It is eerie.
Is that Halloween? Yep. No one will see that movie.
The mannequin scorpion.
It's a key. What does it unlock?
The true nature of things.
You were chosen to destroy the demon.
Get down! Dude, Pyramid Head is so badass.
Yeah. Said that.
What are you gonna do next? The room?
We're already here. That's what you're thinking.
You need a subtitle for that.
Yeah, sick? Revelation.
Are they gonna
do
the room?
Need that.
Oh, let's see. There's just a number.
Yeah, it'll be fine. How about try to have a cool reference?
Well, they call Revelation because, you know, it's the girl discovering some revelation.
I think I'm gonna wait till
everyone's gonna
DVD
fail
for this one.
You're gonna wait and torrent
the date.
It?
The date alone's gonna fucking kill it.
Wait till DVD. I watched the first one.
It's going to come out on Halloween weekend?
Well, week before.
It better come out the week before, because if it comes out on Halloween,
no,
it's going to be able to watch it.
It's a week before Halloween.
Because there's going to be a new Halloween coming out.
No, because... Well, maybe, probably. We don't know yet. We don't know the future, but still, probably. But no one's going to be there because they're doing Halloween shit.
No, it's a week before Halloween. But does that not look interesting to you?
That time of the year.
Compared to the first one, does that not look interesting?
No.
I actually like the... playing the original. Let's test that. No.
You've seen the original, I'm saying. Does this film not look interesting to you?
No.
No?
Not at all.
What about you, Roach?
He was too busy working this
show. I already told you, DVD.
No, you know what?
And he's not really a member of the show.
I'm asking him. He's producing.
Sorry.
You're a piece of shit, right?
And I don't care about his opinion.
You know what? I've never seen the first one. I would like to see the first one.
And now I care less about your opinion.
Watch the first one. It's good.
You don't have to at all. You can do what you want.
Yes, I expect you to report next week on how you like it. All
right. Thank you.
You can do it with your pocket pussy on your dick just as long as you watch the film.
That's my preference.
There you go.
That's how he watches all movies.
Yeah, usually.
You ever try to call this guy? That's all he does. That's just also awkward calling him on the phone.
How do you have my number?
Hello.
It's tagged on every fucking pocket pussy on
who's
the fucking
this?
Sex store.
He's like, shut up, bitch.
You're the one who got that sex fucking store sponsor.
He's got a gold member card.
By now he's at least up to platinum.
Mention Roach in the fucking comment section and you get a fucking 5% discount.
He's up to platinum.
I say that's the special code, Roach.
He's up to platinum shower.
You'll get a free anal
say
vibrator.
Roach at checkout and get 20% off anything you want.
Or a blowjob by Roach.
Oh, that was weird. Trying
to be sexy or something. No, that only
because it sounds
no,
true.
That discount only works on
that
discount only works on pocket pussies, torso fuckers, and blow up sheep.
Torso fuckers.
And get a special free gift. It's so really? Sexual, no one can mention. Oh, that's a different fucking site. Right.
Hashtag wedge. No.
You never did Stitcher.
The Stitcher?
No. We did that earlier.
Yeah,
all your plugs.
We kind of blend that in pretty well.
Yeah.
Does that count?
So this is wrapping up, yes?
Stitcher! Yeah. Go to it!
All right. So this is Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network. Follow us on Twitter at Ripped in Half. And also, Hey Jay, Guess What?
Mostly Hey Jay, Guess What?
Yeah, Ripped yeah. Fucking dead. Pretty much.
I run it, but...
All only, Hey Jay, Guess What?
I only Twitter shit on mine.
It's because you don't let me do anything.
Also,
you have a brand new phone. You can fucking Twitter now.
Like us and follow us on Facebook. Go to our website, RippedInHalf.com.
Or RippedInHalfPodcast.com.
Do we have any followers on Twitter?
What?
Send all your love and hate mail to RippedInHalfPodcast@gmail.com.
I'll write stuff down.
Instagram at RippedInHalf.
One more point I want to make out. The commercial you hear on this channel always says, you know, listen to us on Tuesdays. You can also listen and watch us live on Saturdays, starting time between 10:30, relatively
speaking. Or you can watch any fucking time you want on Ustream.
Let's go to RippedInHalf.com.
Yeah.
Go to Ustream.com, RippedInHalf.
It's a jumbled mess. We'll catch y'all later. RippedInHalf, Wedge Radio Network.
Go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com and fucking link to everybody. And I just love it.